This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome, everyone. Blue Demon Wrestling on the air. Tonight, the show goes on the road. We have travel over to Thornburg, where Tri-County hosts tonight's double duel. And with me, my partner in crime, Joe Sinclair. Joe, Cardinal, Signy, TCM, and Albia going to go out tonight.
Awesome lineup tonight. The Albia Blue Demons going to keep on fighting on, getting ready for the state tournament up at the Wells Fargo Arena. A couple of good matchups tonight that we're going to be looking for. Got a couple of good 45-pounders, got a couple of good 26-pounders. I think we are going to have a ton of fun bringing all this wrestling action to you, high school wrestling, live on 96.7 KIIC.
This is the kind of atmosphere, you know, you love for high school sports and wrestling. We're right on top of the mats. We're up on the stage. You got both sides have bleachers out. It's going to be a really tight and loud environment. It's going to make a nice challenge here for the Blue Demons. You know, you come off of a big weekend, a huge duel against Eddyville-Blakesburg. I thought our team really represented it well. You got some momentum coming into this week, and you got to keep that momentum going into tournament time.
Well, we're halfway through the month of January, and everybody knows that what happens in December and January doesn't count. What happens in February is what counts, and I'm sure that all these wrestlers that have aspirations of wrestling at the Well, bringing back some hardware from the state tournament, this is a great tune-up for them. Great tune-up here. We got Tri-County, Montezuma, Sigourney, Cardinal of Eldon, and Albia going to be going up here in a quad duel. All these wrestlers going to get three matches, and it's going to be a fun time tonight.
Albia Cardinal on deck. When we come back, you're listening to this sports exclusive, your sports leader in Southern Iowa, KIIC, Albia Wrestling. When we come back, don't go anywhere.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Teamwork makes a winning team, like the one you get with Walmart Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, and the Iowa Farm Bureau. We work together to make it easy for Farm Bureau members in Iowa to choose a health insurance plan from the Blues through local Farm Bureau agents. Work with a winning team. Call Farm Bureau agent Brad Witt in Albia at 641-932-7873. Products available through Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Senate Pierschbacher Funeral Home can help you with the pre-planning and financial areas of your funeral. Call me at 641-932-5197 and let me or my staff help you with your plans today. I'm Bob Sennett, Senate Pierschbacher Funeral Homes.
Do you or your loved ones suffer from sleep apnea? If so, you can sleep well tonight with CPAP equipment and sleep apnea supplies from Hammer Medical Supply. Our experienced staff understands just how important a good night's sleep is to your health and well-being. Hammer stocks the latest in CPAP, auto-PAP, and bi-PAP technologies, and we offer a full line of sleep apnea masks from the top manufacturers. Stop in today to our Sheraton store at 914 Court Avenue or give us a call at 641-774-4600.
This is Mike Gray with Albia Motor Company. I would like to take a moment to invite you to Albia Motor to take a look at Ford's new vehicle model lineup. From the 40-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus to America's most capable pickup, the Ford Super Duty, I am positive we have a vehicle to fit your needs. Ford Motor Company has taken the time to listen to you, the people of America, to help make our products top class and a great driving experience. Please stop by today and experience a new Ford vehicle. That's Albia Motor Company right here in Albia, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
Albia Cardinal going to open things up tonight in our quad duel. And Joe, I look down this list here. Cardinals got a few open spots here, but so do the Blue Demon wrestlers. But we got a lot of contested matchups here that are really going to push us and give us a chance to keep on getting better.
Well, there's going to be a bunch of wrestling tonight. We're going to bring you all the action for the Albia Blue Demons, and we will let you know about all the action for the Cardinal of Eldon squad, the Sigourney, and that includes the Kyoto contingent, and the Tri-County Montezuma folks, and we want to make sure that everybody knows that this live wrestling action is being brought to you by some of the best sponsors in Southern Iowa. We got a lot of great sponsors from Albia, Ottumwa, Sheraton. This is a prelude. This is the build up to the state tournament. So any of you sponsors that are out there that are passionate about wrestling, passionate about high school athletics, wrestling, the best, the most important individual sport that you can be involved with, advertisers are welcome, and 96.7 KIIC Radio and KIICRadio.com.
For your investing dollar.
You know, investing dollar.
It is a great buy, and the number of texts, Joe, that we get, it'll exceed 5,000 texts. Now, that's the number of people who are willing to send a text in. Yeah. The hits on the website and on the Droid and iPhone apps, we can't even keep track of the numbers. Yeah. That's how substantial it is.
Tonight, we're going to bring you a lot of good wrestling. The Albia Blue Demons are going to have a Shadow Leshen at 120 pounds. Coach Wenger can mix and match it up anytime he wants to, but he's got Bryce Leshen, Bobby Belzer, and Michael Terrell available at 126. At 132, he can go with Blake Lawless. At 138, he's got available Caleb White, Trevor Cromray, or Hugh Sinclair. At 145, he can go with Dalton Folkerts or Hugh Sinclair. At 52, Griffin Osing and Christian Palace are available. 160, Brett Leshen and Jacob West weighed in. Joe Sager is the 170-pounder for the Blue Demons. Christian Summers, my cohort son, he can take care of business at either 182 or 195. Tim Cole at 220 is not here tonight, but we got Zach Davis at 285.
We're going to do a little JV wrestling to open things up, but to let the listeners know it, Dalton Folker's not in action tonight, suffered an injury. And, you know, we talked last week about this time of year, the real focus is staying healthy and avoiding the injury and the sick bug, and unfortunately Dalton got that again here.
Well, hopefully that won't be a season-ending injury for Dalton. I'm sure he's got plenty of medical appointments planned to get that taken care of as soon as possible. But the middle, they call it Murderer's Row, the kids that have to wrestle against the Albia Blue Demons from 120 to 170. Murderer's Row.
It is the Murderer's Row. We're going to bring this coverage to you right after this timeout, set things up, and we get into our varsity duel, Albia Cardinal. When we come back, you're listening to the sports exclusive on your sports leader in Southern Iowa, KIC.
Hi, it's Amanda from Garver Animal Health Center in Albia. Our team consists of 7 veterinarians and a large, experienced, caring support staff who are eager to serve you. Our large animal veterinarians work Southern Iowa and Northern Missouri. We provide complete care to companion animals at 3 locations. Give us a call at Animal Health Center of Oskaloosa, 673-5525, Animal Health Center of Knoxville at 828-2101, and Garver's Animal Health Center in Albia at 932-3455.
Whether you're looking for a smart investment or have a CD maturing, come to Community First Credit Union today and earn more. With a minimum of $500, we're offering CD specials from a 36-month term with a rate of 1.6% APY to a 60-month term with a rate of 2% APY. Hurry in! Our special ends January 31st. Don't miss out on your chance to earn more with a CD from CFirst. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APY is annual percentage yield, rate subject to change at any time, federally insured by the NCUA.
Bluff Creek Archery is hosting 2 indoor 3D leagues. The first league starts on Monday, January 21st, and the second league starts on March 4th. The cost for each 3D league shoot is $60. For more information, call Bluff Creek Archery at 641-932-2422. Get out and enjoy this indoor 3D league. It's a great time to sharpen your skills for the spring season. The best part of this 3D league is when you shoot, your name will go into a drawing for a new bow. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, where you go for all your archery hunting needs.
As we turn through the pages of our lives, we all experience times when we need a little extra help. At Homestead, we have created an environment which combines and celebrates these memorable aspects of life. Our warm and caring staff provides assistance and comfort while helping with activities of daily living. Assisted living strikes a balance between the need for a helping hand and the desire for each individual to live life on their own terms. At Homestead, we provide for each person's needs while providing the space, freedom, and flexibility to make one's own choices and enjoy life.
Hi, I'm Lana Sohn, Executive Director of the Homestead of Albia. At the Homestead of Albia, we offer a variety of amenities to assist in the care of you or your loved one. With around-the-clock caring staff, you have the assurance that assistance will be there when needed most. I invite you to explore all of the benefits associated with assisted living. To schedule an appointment, please call me at 641-932-2102 or visit our website at www.homesteadofalbia.com for more information.
Congratulations, you found the home that you want. Now you need to find a loan. Hi, I'm Rod Perry with People's State Bank. Whether you want to pre-qualify or secure a commitment, we can help. At People's State Bank, we offer 20 and 30-year mortgage loans at reasonable rates with low closing costs. So once you find a home, call me, Rod Perry, at 932-7887. People's State Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. People you know, people you trust.
Panic is not a successful investment strategy, but unfortunately, it's often the response of investors when the markets catch them off guard. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Brian Crosser. Let's work together to help you prepare for the market's unpredictable ups and downs. We'll focus on a long-term, disciplined approach of investing instead of overreacting to daily headlines. Stop by our office at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
While most beavers hang around for far too long, the Green Beaver event from John Deere and Barker Implement is very short-lived.
That's right. As of January 31st, your chance to get great incentives and pricing on some of our top-selling products will be a thing of the past.
And you'll be left with just a sick feeling of missing big incentives on John Deere utility and compact utility tractors, hay tools, and John Deere turf products.
Visit eBarkers.com before the fever runs its course at Barker Implement. Powered by Green, driven by values.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Lathrop Construction is ready to move the earth for you. When you need to have your earth moved, contact Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop at 799-1105 and let Lathrop Construction move your earth. Lathrop Construction is proud to support and sponsor the Albia Blue Demon Athletics.
This is live wrestling action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back, everyone. Thornburg side of tonight's Albia wrestling contest in this quad duel. And, Joe, waiting for the varsity wrestling to start here. You go back and look at this last weekend, which is an important weekend. And I love the duel format down there at Cordon. It's always a great time. And I love that environment where, you know, you get those chances to have those duel-type tournaments. I hope they keep that format going. But I thought the big telling sign was our improvement with Eddieville Blakesburg. That's a really solid club, and we showed that we can compete even in those what sometimes on paper look to be the underdog.
The Eddieville Blakesburg Rockets, don't count them out in Class 1A for a second. But let's talk about the improvement that we've seen in the Blue Demon squad. A couple of matches that really sticked out in my mind. When we wrestled against the team from Eddieville, you know, had a really good match out of Blake Lawless.
Yeah, Blake Lawless, that was just absolutely huge. Blake did not get the win, but he was right there to the very end.
Narrowed the gap. I thought that Christian Summers wrestled a heck of a match.
And Shadow Lesher just came out with the first varsity matchup. He's at 120. It's open for Cardinals, so Albie gets the forfeit. But Shadow Lesher getting the win the first time over Glosser.
And that's right.
That was a huge win for him mentally.
Looks like Cardinal is open again at 126. Bryce Lesher steps onto the mat. He takes a forfeit. That moves the score 12-0. The Albia Blue Demons on top.
Here comes 132, and that will be Blake Lawless with a 4 foot. We're going to have four straight 4 foots here. Yep. Their 4 foots come.
Hey, I'll mention this really quickly. Our partner in crime last year at the state tournament, as Caleb White accepts his forfeit at 138 pounds. Our partner in crime was Kevin Cochran there to Tumwa. Yep. And I think we're going to have a new sponsorship out of Ottumwa, Jimmy Robinson of Black's Tire. Jim Robinson at Black's Tire takes care of all kinds of commercial wheels and proud to have Jim Robinson.
He's been doing that a long time down there, buddy.
Black's Tire, for sure.
They've got one of those premier names in Southern Iowa.
All right, we're 24-0, and we're going to get a match between Patrick Lind, a senior from Cardinal, and Hugh Sinclair. He is Albie's 145-pounder, and they tie up at the center of the mat. Hugh Sinclair.
Nice aggressiveness right there out of you.
Got the front headlock in on Lind. Lind in on a single leg. Sinclair counters, cross faces. And it looks like Sinclair's going to try to go for more here with an inside.
Well, he's got the had a cradle look there, but I think he's trying to work.
Still no score here at 145 pounds. Sinclair, Albia, Lind.
Goes. Now the cradle's he's got the cradle on.
There he's got the cradle. I think he'll get 2 point.
Yeah, he's got him over.
There's the 2 point takedown, and here's back points.
Boy, you right out of the gate with that aggressive wrestling. And he was patient, Joe. He was setting up his shot there. Could have had the takedown, but he was setting up the cradle. Now he's got back points coming. Hugh Sinclair trying to get the win here in our first contested match of the night over at Thornburg.
145-pounder, Albia's Hugh Sinclair, Cardinals Patrick Lind, junior versus senior. And Sinclair's in deep on a cradle. He's got a five-point move here with 55 seconds left. I think he's going to be able to get done here, Jason. And there it is.
Excellent job.
55.1 seconds. Call it for Hugh Sinclair. Six more points for the Blue Demons in our first contested match this evening. That runs the score to 30-0 for Albia.
Well, that just shows you right there, Joe, the thing we've talked about is the depth on this Albia team. You, on Saturday, wrestled 138, and today he's wrestling 145. He can wrestle either spots, qualifies for 138.
And Coach Wenger is not afraid to move these kids up two weight classes.
Did that
if
Saturday.
It matches up in the right duel, he will move these kids around. Up a couple, up one, as Griffin Osing takes the mat. Griffin Osing, fourth ranked at 152 pounds for the Albie Blue Demons, the seventh ranked Blue Demons. His opponent today is Tommy Rice from Cardinal.
Rice and Griffin Osing pummeling near the circle. There's a single leg, dropped down, picked up, elevated, brought to the mat. Kind of slippery move there, but Griffin recovers.
He gets the two.
Griffin pulls that arm back. Now trying to get the tilt in.
And Osing. Jason, for 1 second, I took my headset off. This gymnasium is loud. Tri-County Thornburg, if you are listening on 96.7 KIIC and KIICradio.com, be proud of the gymnasium and the fans that you have brought tonight, because it is loud in here. What a great environment for high school wrestling. Griffin Osing cuts his opponent and takes him right back down with 1:10 to go, 4-1 the score. Albia's Griffin Osing up 4-1.
Well, that was just a man move right there. Osing got in on the single leg, elevated. Now he's working for the cradle, going to give that up. But Griffin in command here. Griffin joined the Century Club with the 100th win last Thursday, and that makes three Albia wrestlers who have entered that club. All are juniors.
100 wins. That's an accomplishment that is significant for a wrestler at any level, much less a junior. And Albia Blue Demons have three of them on their seventh-ranked squad as Griffin Osing uses
a
nice head in the hole to turn his Cardinal opponent over. And he's got him on his back with 28 seconds to go near the edge of the mat, or this match would be over. He is flat. Yep. Griffin tries to pull him back in.
Give Rice lots of credit because
and there, now they're out of bounds. There's a 3-point near fall, makes the score 7-1, Jason.
Rice did a heck of a job on bottom there. That was tough. Griffin had that in tight, was rolling it over, but Rice would not give it up right at the edge of the mat. We'll go back to the center of the mat. 16 seconds to go here, opening period. Osing out in front, 7-1. 30-0, Albia out in front in this duel versus Cardinal.
And Jason, in the looking back section of the Albia newspapers, Dave Paxson, the editor there, a lot of times you'll see the wrestlers that are listed. And I remember from those days back then, wouldn't see any chin whiskers or mustaches on any of the wrestlers back in those days, because the officials would examine your fingernails and your chin whiskers. And if there were either one present, you were required to trim them up before you even got onto the mat. But Albia has a couple nice wrestlers with some mustaches, and Griffin Osing sporting his.
Going to that 70s mustache look.
Well, Griffin cuts his opponent. He's in the neutral position now with a 7-2 score. He does a shuck and gets behind, and now he's going to try to execute a headlock and kind of an inside headlock there. And Griffin takes him down, gets back points, and we've got an injury here to his opponent. I think that's Tommy Rice.
Yeah,
and he is in pain. And I don't know what happened there, but Griffin.
I think he dislocated his arm right there, Joe.
Yeah, his arm's at a poor angle here.
Yep.
That does not look like it should look. I'm sure this will be an extended timeout. So let's send it back to
let's take a timeout here.
Studio. We'll get some sponsor messages in here while you listen to live wrestling action on 96.7 KIIC. Don't go anywhere. Scotty will bring you some messages, and we will be right back.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172. 932-5172. Or on the web at DeweyMotor.com.
Summer's Car Credit. Summer's Car Credit. Summer's Car Credit. We make car buying fun. We make car buying fun. Summer's Car Credit. We make car buying fun. We make car buying fun.
For cool savings, shop Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia. This week, refresh with savings on Pepsi products. 12 packs are 3 for $12. And save on Budweiser, too. 18 packs are $12.99 plus deposit. Busch and Busch Light 18 packs are $11.79 plus deposit. Refreshing savings at Jim and Charlie's.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the Cat and Bowser your Bulldog as on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service, just 1 mile west of town on the new old Highway 34. Sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food, as well as Nutrina horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bagged corn. You'll save money, and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
This is live wrestling action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Back after the timeout, the injured player, our injured wrestler, Tyler Alberts. And, Joe, I think we went from elbow to shoulder to finally getting the indication it's a finger going the other direction.
Long ways from his heart, and Tyler Alberts' relatives can rest assured that
he's
going to live to wrestle another day, but he'll probably have two fingers taped to each other as we go to 160 pounds. And it's Brett Leshen, Albia's ranked wrestler. And I believe this will be Tommy Rice that he's wrestling.
36-0 Albia team point-wise, those are keeping track, and it's going to be 42-0 here in a moment.
Yeah, we would expect to see, after a quick takedown by Brett Leshen, looks like he's going to try a cradle, gets cradle locked up here. Nice job by Rice, taking it away. Takes it away, so Leshen riding Rice. 1:30 to go here, first period action. The Albie Blue Demons jumped out to a big 36-0 lead. A bunch of forfeits, and then now Brett Leshen's got his opponent turned over. And with a minute 16 to go, I can't see
this thing. Yeah, this is shoulders on the ground right now.
Yeah, there it is.
Both shoulders are on the ground now. The official just couldn't see it.
Yeah, there it is. So 42-0, Brett Leshen gets a pin. We've had three contested matches tonight. We've got an injury default win for Griffin Osing and Hugh Sinclair and Brett Leshen with pins for the Blue Demons, and the score now 42-0, three contested and four opens for the Comets from the Cardinal.
All right, Joe Sager's going to come out. Joe, a junior. Going to take on another junior at 170 here, Josh Ramos from Cardinal.
Ramos, one of the better wrestlers for the Comets from Cardinal. Slaps his thighs as he meets Joe Sager at the center of the mat. They pummel to start this first period. We're at 170 pounds. Albion Blue Demons versus the Cardinal Comets on 96.7 KIIC and live streaming on KIICradio.com.
Ramos on a single leg, pulls it in. Joe trying to sprawl out. Now he's up on 1 foot. Yeah, Sager doing a good job of avoiding the trip. Now gets out of it. Now puts a bear hug and a throw attempt by Ramos. But Joe showing that strength there.
Nice job with the whizzer by Joe Sager, not giving up the single leg. And I think that took Ramos by surprise. I think he thought he was in there deep enough on that single leg that he was going to be able to take Joe Sager down. But Joe kept his hips in and with hips to hips and the whizzer applied. Ramos not able to get that takedown as we restart at the center of the mat. 115 remaining in the first period. No score at 170 pounds. Albion Blue Demons, Joe Sager, Josh Ramos for the Cardinal Comets.
You can see that Joe, as each match goes along, Sager gets more and more improved with the technique. He's got the strength. That we talk about that quite often. But one of the things that Joe is learning is the sport of wrestling, and he's starting to figure this out.
And Joe's a real good wrestler on his feet. He does a great job on his feet. The struggles that he's had this year has been when he was in the down position. But I know the coaches have been working with him diligently on that. There's an ankle pick by Ramos. He's in deep on a single leg now and switches to a double
leg. Nice job by Joe fighting that off once again. It's a second straight time. A deep single leg with elevation by Ramos that Sager's able to fight off.
And he just did a real good job there, staying real close to him, getting his hips close to his opponent's hips, putting a whizzer in there, and nice job there by Joe Sager, staying out of that takedown. And looks like with 10 seconds to go, we're going to have no score as we go to the second period.
Jason. That's impressive stuff. And Joe will learn the next step, and that is to finally gives up the takedown here with time
3 seconds to go. Real quick duck under there by Josh Ramos. Give him the takedown at the close of the first period. 2-0 the score now. And Joe Sager just gave it up there at the very end. A little bit of lack of concentration.
He'll learn from this. He's going to keep on learning. And when he gets in those circumstances in the future, he's going to be able to take those and turn them into
and
points.
And now Sager in on single leg.
Oh, good job.
Shot with his head down a little bit there. But he's got a hold of that single leg. But a nice cross face by Ramos. He gets the takedown. And it's 4-0. Sager had the choice there in the second period, and he selected neutral, immediately took the shot, and it was a good shot, but a nice sprawl and a cross face by Ramos. So he's on top now, 4-0, riding Joe Sager. This contest is at 170 pounds. It's Ramos from Cardinal, Sager from the Albion Blue Demons. We are 42-0 on the team score. The Albion Blue Demons dominating fashion here against the Comets from Cardinal. Sager gets to his feet here.
He's trying to get to his base. He's able to get the knees up, but Ramos staying heavy. Trying to get out of this and get an escape here is Sager. 106 to go, second period. Joe Sager at 170. Trailing here 4-0 to Josh Ramos of Cardinal. Albie out in front, 42-0 in team points.
Want to thank all of our listeners on 96.7 KIIC as we count down through 50 seconds remaining here in the second period at 170, 4-0 the score. We've got Joe Sager on his back now. Quick half Nelson thrown in there by Josh Ramos. And Sager trying to fight his way off his back with 38 seconds remaining here. Second period action, 170 pounds. Ron Terpstra, the new Sharon official, the Stripes calls it with 32 seconds remaining in the second period. And that puts the Cardinal Comets on the board. Sager goes down by pin. 42-6 now your team score.
Looks like we're going to move to 182 here, and we'll see if we get a contested match. Christian Summers goes to check in.
Want to also thank all those folks listening in from Wapello County, the Cardinal Comets fans. And Cardinal Comets fans, all of your wrestlers that make it to the state tournament, as Christian Summers accepts his forfeit, making the score 48-6. We will bring you all the state wrestling action for all the Southern Iowa schools, Cardinal Comets, Tri-County, Cardinal.
We're going to have it covered.
Yep, we'll have it covered.
If you can hear us, and your wrestler makes it, we're going to have it covered. And then the final night, we go wall to wall, all three mats, and every weight class. We are the only station that does that all the way. We're from the time they open the doors to the time that they shut the last door down, and we literally are walking out as they're turning the lights off of Wells Fargo Arena.
They are all envious of us in the broadcast world, Jason, because we do get to live in the Wells Fargo Arena.
It's good stuff, buddy.
Yeah.
Here is another 4 foot at 285, and then at 106, Cardinals going to get the 4 foot, and they'll bring out the next one at 113, and that will be the final for this duel.
54-12, and now with six more for the Comets.
Yep.
This dual meet is over. The Albion Blue Demons prevail by a score of 54-18. Let us recap for you folks the contested matches. The first contested match tonight was at 145 pounds. Hugh Sinclair and Patrick Lynn faced off. Sinclair with the first period pin. Then we had Griffin Hosing with an injury default win over Tyler Albert. Tough loss for Tyler Albert. I'm sure he would like to continue that match into the second period, but dislocated finger ended the match for him. Then we had Tommy Rice going up against Brett Leshen at 160, and that result was Brett Leshen with a pin. Joe Sager and Josh Ramos, they went up against each other at 170 pounds. Give Cardinal the mark there, Josh Ramos with a second period pin against Joe Sager. That was the scoring in the contested matches. So all of the contested matches ended by either pin or injury default in Griffin Osing's case. 54-18 to score, Jason.
Well, a nice win for Albia. I'm looking forward to Sigourney. He's got fewer open spots. They only have two open spots. TCM has just one open spot. So we're going to have some work to do tonight if we're going to get some more dual wins. We'll take a quick timeout. Come right back. You're listening to this special sports broadcast on your sports leader in Southern Iowa, KIIC. We're right back with more Blue Demon Wrestling. Don't go anywhere.
Built tough with more power and torque, Case skid steer loaders from Titan Machinery in Oskaloosa boost productivity and increase operator comfort. The cabs feature increased headroom and lap bar width, along with improved visibility, ergonomically positioned controls, industry-first side lighting, and improved reliability and serviceability help you get more work done every day. Case and Titan Machinery have flexible finance plans and the parts and service support to back up that equipment. See them on the web at TitanMachinery.com. Then find the skid steer model that is right for you. From Titan Machinery in Oskaloosa.
Whether you're looking for a smart investment or have a CD maturing, come to Community First Credit Union today and earn more. With a minimum of $500, we're offering CD specials from a 36-month term with a rate of 1.6% APY to a 60-month term with a rate of 2% APY. Hurry in! Our special ends January 31st. Don't miss out on your chance to earn more with a CD from CFirst. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APY is annual percentage yield, rate subject to change at any time, federally insured by the NCUA.
When you lose a loved one, the flood of emotions you feel can be overwhelming. So many things to reflect on, so many things to deal with, and plan both short-term and long-term. You, more than ever, need someone to help you. Someone with sensitivity, caring, and understanding, and someone with the expertise to truly honor your wishes and your loved ones. That's when it's a good idea to contact Richard Tharp or Cody Krall at Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129. They're there to help you in your time of need.
When Katherine Berkman needed knee replacement surgery, she was pleased to learn she could have surgery and physical therapy locally at Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia. Katherine, why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
I had excellent care from start to finish. It was so wonderful to be just a mile from home for me and my family. I didn't have to travel for surgery or therapy, which would have been very painful and uncomfortable. Dr. Homaden comes from Des Moines to the medical clinic, and everything is done at Monroe.
Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia.
Our friendly service and convenient locations are just another reason to bank with People's State Bank. Hi, I'm Vicki with People's State Bank, and we are here to help you with all your banking needs. Stop in and see Jenny, Nikki, or myself at People's State Bank. People you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
People's State Bank's drive-up location is open until 6 p.m. It's convenient, and we're there to help you when you get off work and need to do your banking business. Hi, I'm Julie. Stop by the Motor Bank and talk to Jeannie, Carolyn, or myself. People's State Bank, people you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
The service team at Barker Implement wants to work on any piece of equipment you need tuned up or fixed up.
While green is the color of choice around here for John Deere tractors, lawn and gardening equipment, and Gator XUVs, we realize that other sizes, shapes, and colors need some loving too.
Or maybe they need some John Deere green added for overall appeal. Either way, you can learn more about our service team at ebarkers.com or stop in and ask about our bulk oil promotion too.
Barker Implement, powered by green, driven by values.
A secure financial future requires planning with someone familiar who can help you achieve your goals. We are people you know who can advise you on the auto loans, vacation loans, college loans, home improvement loans, and home equity loans that you will need to keep your family on track. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Mick Furniture in Albia is your hometown family-owned furniture store that is your local authorized Whirlpool dealer. Replace your washer or dryer, check out the full line of Whirlpool washers and dryers at Mick Furniture. If you're looking for a traditional top-load machine, Whirlpool now has the H2 low-wash system that automatically senses the size of each load and uses less water to deliver better cleaning performance and gentleness. The H2 low Whirlpool washer with the EcoBoost option uses up 74% less water and 77% less energy. Now that is a cost savings you can take to the bank.
Whether you're looking for a smart investment or have a CD maturing, come to Community First Credit Union today and earn more. With a minimum of $500, we're offering CD specials from a 36-month term with a rate of 1.6% APY to a 60-month term with a rate of 2% APY. Hurry in! Our special ends January 31st. Don't miss out on your chance to earn more with a CD from CFirst. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APY is annual percentage yield rate subject to change at any time, federally insured by the NCUA.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal. We're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
Hi, this is Becky with Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative. Did you know that copper theft has reached an epidemic level? Your electric cooperative wants you to be aware that copper theft is not only illegal, but extremely dangerous. Copper theft is not harmless. Dealing with metal and electricity is a dangerous combination, especially when it is done without permission or proper training. Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative encourages you to keep watch in your neighborhood, alerting your utility company, law enforcement, and neighbors when you see or notice suspicious activity around your utility, substations, poles, or trucks. This message is from your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
6:40 p.m. here on Thunder Country KIIC. Clear skies, 23 degrees. Let's take a quick look at your weather forecast, and we'll get back to Jason and Joe with live Albia wrestling action. For tonight, mostly clear skies, low temperatures near 21 degrees. Wind chill values will be as low as 10. Mostly sunny skies on Wednesday with a high temperature near 43. For Wednesday night, partly cloudy skies, low temperatures fall to 22. Sunny skies on Thursday with a high near 38. Mostly clear skies on Thursday night with a low temperature near 25. And on Friday, sunny skies, a high temperature near 47. We'll return to live wrestling action right after this on Thunder Country KIIC.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172. 932-5172. Or on the web at deweymotor.com.
This is live wrestling action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back after the extended break. Had a little break in action. Get ready for the next duel. And it was kind of nice to cut up with Mike Pickrell talking about his grandkids. They had an interview with the Otomo Courier this weekend, and you know, when you think, one of the things we were talking about was what it was like to have an uncle that's a coach that has won the state tournament. Does that put extra pressure on him? And you know, I think it does, but not necessarily an extra pressure they can't handle. But I think it's a good pressure.
I think it'll be a nice article that the Otomo Courier, yeah. their sports page, always does a real good job. We got a break in the action here between duels. It'd be a nice opportunity to tell you about who our coaching staff is and the wrestling cheerleaders and the managers. We are, of course, coached by head coach Dave Wenger here for the Albion Blue Demons.
And do you notice Dave's new haircut, buddy?
Dave Wenger, if you folks see him and he's got his hat on, ask him to remove it because Dave's got – he's sporting a new haircut. And I think anybody would appreciate looking at Dave with his – new haircut. There's not a lot of hair left, is there, Jason?
Not much left there. Of course, I'm on my way that direction myself.
I'm already there. Dave is assisted by Daryl Schofield as well as Darren Helm, and he's got volunteer coaches in the room, and they really make a difference.
Yeah, you know, you think about the number of outstanding guys in that wrestling room, state champions, guys that are winners in life, but you've got some really wrestling talent that goes and coaches these kids up.
Yep, and we've got Nick Pickrell, Jeff Beal. They're down there in the room every day. Managers are we've also got, Tim Folkerts. Did I mention Tim Folkerts and Darren Helm? Managers, Shelby Warren, Paige Little, Jade Little, Mackenzie Billings, Hannah Freeman, Ashley Major, and J.C. Smith. Those are the managers there for the Albia Blue Demons. And I'm going to have to put an eyeball on the cheerleaders to give you all their names. I could name them if I saw them.
Well, I'll tell you what, they did a great job of getting things prepared for the senior night last week, got them the kids the senior presents, and we got Coach Dave Wenger standing by here. Coach, you know what? I like that haircut, buddy. Dang. We've been holding back all this time. This is the do.
You want to hear the story, I'm sure.
Of course.
Well, we were complaining the other night that we didn't have time to go get haircuts, and you know how Schofield is. He's always giving me a hard time, so we have some clippers in the bathroom, and I told him to get busy, and he didn't think I was serious, so I think I was serious, huh? He gave me a haircut free of charge.
You know, that story just got better, the fact that you allowed Daryl Schofield even near you with clippers.
Well, the thing that he doesn't know right now is that, you know, paybacks, you know how paybacks are. So we're going to try to get him back here.
We're talking with the head coach of Albia Blue Demons, head coach Dave Wenger. And, Coach, a nice win for you guys as a duel. But I know you're wanting to get into those duel matches where you get some more challenges, some more contested matches.
Yeah, no doubt. And we'll see that here later. So. There's some matchups that we're looking forward to, and you know, every one of our guys will be challenged tonight. So, and that's what we're looking for this time of year. So, you know, Brett's going to have a great match here with the number one ranked 60 pounder in the state in 1A. So, we're looking forward to that match, and you know, right in through the middle there where we're tough. You know, those kids will have tough matches too against.
Set that match up for us at 160 there, Coach. It'll be Tyler Flaubert. For Tri-County up against Brett Leshing, and we kind of think, you know, Brett's going to be up to the task, but how do you break that match down?
Well, we've watched that kid for the last couple of years, and I remember when he was young, the Fobert kid, he came over to some of our camps, so we know him pretty well, and he's a good, solid kid, strong kid. He likes to scramble, so you'll have your work cut out for you calling that match with the scrambling that'll be going on, but you know, we're going to wrestle him on our feet where we feel comfortable on our feet. And, you know, with scramblers, Joe, we're going to have to finish quick. So that's what we're looking for.
And really at this time of year, Coach, don't you really look for some good matchups going into the postseason? You know, we've got 3 weeks left before sectionals. Really like to see some good matchups. You saw Bryce had a good one there last weekend. Mm-hmm. And really feel good about your top wrestlers getting some good matches here late in the season.
Yeah, especially Brett. You know, we need to get Brett some good matches, and it's kind of been lacking. No disrespect to anybody, but you know, we got to keep some sharp iron on him as we move forward, and you know, we'll get that tonight with Brett, and we'll get it at I-35 on Saturday. So, you know, slowly starting to build toward that postseason. We're starting to think about it for sure.
Time with head coach Dave Winger, head coach of the Iambia Blue Demons, between duels. Coach, I thought the, you know, those challenges you talked about that you need going into the tournament, you got a real challenge. You had a real challenge this weekend, Eddieville, Blakesburg, and I thought some guys really took some step forwards. Not that Shadow Lesha had to take a step forward, but beating Jaron Glosser, a guy that Shadow's kind of had that monkey on his back, you know, Jaron's an outstanding wrestler, to get that win, to get that mental block past him, I thought it was a huge for Shadow Lesha.
Yeah, we were really focused on that duel, you know, across the board. We knew that if we threw a couple things at him, we'd have a chance to keep it close, and we did. You know, of course, we're not content with keeping things close, but, you know, just a few things here and there, and we've got a chance to win that duel, and we talked about that. But, yeah, Shadow's focused on that match, and you know, Jaron handed him some pretty tough losses last year, and Shadow doesn't forget. So, you know, he knew he was going to get that match, and he was focused, and Shadow's been working hard in practice, so he's improved a lot over the course of the last year.
Well, Coach, the Albia lineup from 120 to 160 can aptly be described as murderer's row. You've got a lot of depth there, even in the backup positions. Show tonight. What can you tell us about Dalton Folker's absence tonight, and when do you expect to see him back?
Yeah, that's a great question. It was unfortunate today. You know, if it isn't one thing, it's another, and he got hurt in PE today, of all things. We take him through 2.5 hours of wrestling practice, you know, day after day after day, and I think he got hurt in a kickball game today. So he's got a broken thumb, and he's going to a specialist tomorrow, so whether they need to put pins in it or whatever the case may be, but we'll just have to see what the doctor says tomorrow. But, you know, it could be a week or two. It could be a season-ending injury. So tomorrow is going to tell a lot about Dalton. But you know what? You're right, Joe. Our depth is so great. I'm not worried about it at all through and in through there, because we got guys that are ready to step up. So,
well, everybody on 96.7 KIIC listening here on Thunder Country, thoughts and prayers are with Dalton. And I'm sure that any young lad that can recover from an injury, he'd be one that could.
Yeah, he isn't having a heck of a time with his hands. So once we get past that, you know, the thing that's concerning for me is that if he is out for a couple weeks, you know, right before, you know, postseason, where our conditioning is going to be. And, you know, you got to keep wrestling this time of year. And, you know, a bike's not going to cut it this time of year. So, or your running's not going to cut it this time of year. So, you know, that would be the big concern for me. So if he can stay busy and we can keep him in shape, you know, that's one thing. But, you know, we got to keep bodies on him too. So, and that's not going to happen for a couple weeks.
Coach, we've been talking about it over and over again, murderer's row, but the balance within those guys, the ability to shake up the lineup, you really displayed that over the weekend, moving guys up one and two weight classes. You, Sinclair, had some really nice big wins for you on Saturday. Comes out tonight, has to wrestle to 145 after wrestling 138, gets a pin. So, you know, that diversity is there for you, and that makes a lot of fun, and it makes a real mismatch oftentimes for the opponent.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, I mean, they look at certain matchups, and they get to thinking about how they need to wrestle, and then we throw somebody else at them that they, you know, they maybe don't have a scouting report on, so that helps us tremendously. But, you know, Hugh, we found out about it right over my lunch hour, and I texted Hugh, and he was in 15 to 20 minutes, and we talked about it, and, you know, we've been cutting him down to 38, and, you know, it's not easy to do, and you don't have to tell that young man, you know, if he sees a spot where he needs to be, he doesn't care where, you know, if he's cut a little bit of weight, but, you know, he's going to jump in, and he's not going to complain about it, and you'll find that he'll get the job done tonight too.
Well, Coach Winger, you're a top 10 ranked team in the state of Iowa, Class 2A, by everybody's poll, and you are sporting a squad that is talent-laden, juniors and sophomores and freshmen. Looks to me like there are a lot of bright things looking forward for the Albia Blue Demon wrestling program, not only this year, but looking into next year, maybe even better next year than what we're seeing this year.
Yeah, we're thinking a little bit about next year as well, but I don't really want next year to come, to be honest with you. So that means that we're going to lose a bunch of kids. But you know what? We've got guys that, you know, they're training just as hard as the guys that we've got on the mat. Christian Palace was a really good example there in that JV match. I told Nick as Christian got that pin that he's going to be a wrestler for us here in a couple years. So
yeah, he's a tough kid, and he's a smart kid. He'll learn. He'll listen to you.
Yeah, so it doesn't necessarily hurt him to wrestle JV right now. We, you know, He's going to get some experience and some matches under his belt, and then when we lose this group of kids, then he's going to be able to step in and produce right off the bat.
Well, Coach, we've got sectionals at home. We haven't talked about that much. Yeah. It's at home.
Yeah.
You know, we'll get the home cooking and get the crowd going, and we really need a large turnout. A large turnout of Alvey fans to make that a real hostile environment for the opponents and give our guys like a little something.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's a fun thing to know that the state, you know, trusts us enough in our program enough to, in our school district enough, in our community for that matter, to have such a big event. So anytime we have sectionals in Albia, it's one of the highlights of the wrestling season. So it's a great atmosphere. You know, there's going to be some good wrestling. There's going to be, you know, it's go or go home at that point. So there's a lot laying on the line, and I know my boys are going to be ready for it, that's for sure.
Coach, we are too, and we're about ready for more action. We'll take a quick timeout, come back. Coach Dave Winger, thanks so much for stopping by. We'll talk to you a little bit later on. Right now they're flipping the coin. They're getting the lineup set up. Sigourney, Albia, after this timeout. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Katherine Berkman, and when I knew that I needed a knee replacement surgery, I was so happy to learn that I could go to Monroe County Hospital and Clinics to have the surgery and physical therapy. I had excellent care from start to finish. It was wonderful to be just a mile from home for me and my family. I didn't have to travel for surgery or therapy, which would have been very painful and uncomfortable. Dr. Homaden comes from Des Moines to the medical clinic, and everything is done at Monroe.
Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Maybe you're driving the kids to school. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home, sign up for Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
Teamwork makes a winning team, like the one you get with Walmart Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association and the Iowa Farm Bureau. We work together to make it easy for Farm Bureau members in Iowa to choose a health insurance plan from the Blues through local Farm Bureau agents. Work with a winning team. Call Farm Bureau agent Brad Witt in Albia at 641-932-7873. Products available through Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Bluff Creek Archery is hosting two indoor 3D leagues. The first league starts on Monday, January 21st, and the second league starts on March 4th. The cost for each 3D league shoot is $60. For more information, call Bluff Creek Archery at 641-932-2422. Get out and enjoy this indoor 3D league. It's a great time to sharpen your skills for the spring season. The best part of this 3D league is when you shoot, your name will go into a drawing for a new bow. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, where you go for all your archery hunting needs. Lathrop Construction is ready to move the earth for you. When you need to have your earth moved, contact Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop at 799-1105 and let Lathrop Construction move your earth. Lathrop Construction is proud to support and sponsor the Albia Blue Demon Athletics.
This is Mike Gray with Albia Motor Company. I would like to take a moment to invite you to Albia Motor to take a look at Ford's new vehicle model lineup. From the 40-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus to America's most capable pickup, the Ford Super Duty, I am positive we have a vehicle to fit your needs. Ford Motor Company has taken the time to listen to you, the people of America, to help make our products top class and a great driving experience. Please stop by today and experience a new Ford vehicle. That's Albia Motor Company, right here in Albia, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
One duel in the books, and we're moving right along to the next one. Albia Sigourney about to take the mat. Albia got the first win tonight over Cardinal, 54-18 the final. And Joe Sinclair sitting next to me right on top of the mat. Joe, when I look down this lineup, Sigourney only has two open spots.
Well, the Albia Blue Demons are going to have their work cut out for him against the Sigourney Savages. You know, it's a storied program up there at Sigourney. We are going to wrestle them here tonight at Thornburg, Iowa, at the Tri-County Thornburg High School Gymnasium. They've got us perched on the stage just above the mat. that we are going to see the Blue Demons wrestle the Sigourney Savages on. And Sigourney, a consolidated district now. I think they've got Keota in there with them and maybe another small school around. But they've got 12 of the 14 weights covered. The Albion Blue Demons, 10 of the 14 covered. They have one matchup that'll be a double forfeit. So hopefully the Albion Blue Demons in the contested matches do the same thing that they've done all year and dominate.
Well, they've got to get those bonus points that we talk about on the team standpoint, get those six extra. We may do a couple of JV matchups. I thought they were doing that between them, but evidently they are not.
Yeah, we'll have a JV match that we can call for you folks here as we work our way through our evening tonight. It's a quadrangular at Tri-County Montezuma in Thornburg, Iowa. The Albion Blue Demons are taking on Cardinal of Eldon, Sigourney, and Tri-County Montezuma here. And the Albion Blue Demons, 54-18 winners in their first duel tonight against the Comets from Cardinal.
It's like Jacob West going out to here.
Jacob West, he's a 100, I believe he's a 45-pounder, isn't he? No, he's a 60-pounder.
60-pounder.
160-pound junior varsity wrestler for the Albion Blue Demons. He's going to take on,
Tough kid.
Get a name on that tip, but hey, nice job by West in there on double leg, takes him down and gets the 2-point takedown at the JV action to start this duel, Albia versus Sigourney. That's a good start for the Blue Demons.
Yeah, it looks like it might be I'm not sure. There's an open spot, but
Well, it's great to have junior varsity wrestling.
Right.
These kids have worked their butts off. I mean, all season long, all the schools, the backups, they wait for their chance. They love to compete. That's why they're out here. And Jacob West has got his opponent on his back, pins him with 1:12 gone in the first period. Nice JV win there for Jacob West.
Good job out of Jacob, and we're moving to varsity action here shortly. As I said before, Albie got the first one 54-18, and Sigourney with only two open spots. It'll be a challenge, and if we look ahead, not that we want to look too far ahead, but TCM has only one open spot in that 160 matchup. Joe, that's going to be a good one. Brett Leshen rated. Tyler Fobert, number one in class 1A-160. This is going to be a contest.
Yeah, our final match of the evening, our final meet of the evening, is going to be probably the most competitive that we have tonight, and that 160 will be the featured matchup as we get underway here.
Move right to 126. Jake Van Zee, the sophomore from Sigourney, taking on freshman Bryce Leshen, who does not wrestle like a freshman.
Well, there's a nice dresser dump by Leshen, and he's got his opponent Van Zee on his back. Gets the 2-point near fall, 4-0 the score. Lickety split, 15 seconds gone in the first period. And Bryce Leshen looking for more with a tilt.
That was such a quick hit by Bryce. It caught Van Zee off guard. Van Zee did a good job of fighting out of the pinning combination, but finds himself in trouble once again.
Bryce got 2 points there on that tilt. Now he was working the chicken wing in on the left side. He bars the arm on the right side.
He's
going to walk the head and looks at me with minute 16 left. He puts a reverse half in on the other side, gets him chin back. And it looks to me like with 108 left now, Bryce Leshen, chest-to-chest, he should be able to secure the pin here for the Blue Demons to get the scoring continuing. Albion Blue Demons, Bryce Leshen. He's got Jake Van Zee on his back with 55 seconds to go, and I don't see Van Zee getting out of this with Jason.
This is going to be a pin. It's just a matter of when. But Van Zee, give the kid credit because he is really fighting down there to stay off of those shoulders. But with 44 seconds to go, and Leshen has this one in tight.
Well, really official out of position there on a couple of instances when it was a pin, and there it is.
There it is.
1:25, call the pin, 1:25. Bryce Leshen gets the pin, and this is a nice pin for Bryce.
That was a real nice pin. Bryce, right out of the gate, did not hesitate, went in, caught Van Zee off guard, and Bryce, it shows that maturity. You know, you get you may expect the aggressiveness, which for most times you don't out of freshman, but he's an aggressive freshman. But then the heads up wrestling, the smarts with his wrestling, he
patient with his moves and able to set up combination moves.
Well, here's the back-to-back freshman phenoms. Blake Lawless, the Melrose native for the Albia Blue Demons. He's going up against Jeremiah Green, a talented junior for the Savage squad. And nice ankle pick there by Blake Lawless. And he converts that into a single leg. A good sprawl by Green. And with 15 seconds gone here, they're both back on their feet. No score.
Green did a good job on the sprawl there. Blake aggressive with the shot.
Well, Blake Lawless did a really good job there. Dropped down, changed levels, got the ankle pick. Looked like he was going to be able to get in deep enough on that single leg, but very muscular 132-pounder Jeremiah Green, shorter, stockier wrestler than Blake Lawless. Looks like one of those kind of wrestlers that Blake can utilize his length. And there's another ankle pick by Blake. Just couldn't quite catch that ankle. 1 minute gone here. First period action at 132 pounds. It's Lawless from Albia, Green from Sigourney on their feet.
Well, for the double leg here, he's in. But again, Green with the sprawl.
Well, just a
look at that move by Lawless.
And really, that was a great job by Blake Lawless. He made a little bit of a mistake. He gets in on single leg, elevates, and they go out of bounds before he gets the takedown. But Blake Lawless shot with his arms out a little bit, did a good job when the sprawl happened of spinning out of it, got around, got behind, actually ducked under and had control of his opponent when they went out of bounds. And really, something I'm looking at right now, Jason, it looks to me like Jeremiah Green might be out of gas a little bit.
Well, I'll tell you what, Blake has been bringing the action, no doubt about it.
Two-point takedown there for Blake Lawless. Headlock attempt by Green, and Lawless just changed levels, dropped him down, and he is on top with 16 seconds to go.
A Granby roll.
A great Granby roll by Jeremiah Green, and he might get out of bounds with 1 point. Nope. They call no points with 10 seconds to go. We'll reset at the center of the mat. Blake Lawless on top 2-0 with that.
This Jeremiah Green is squirrely. You know, there's a couple of times that Blakeheim in a takedown, and he's able to get out of it.
Well, he goes with spurts of action. I thought he was tired there when Blake took him down, but he didn't look very tired when he hit that Granby roll, did he?
No, it was that was quick and aggressive. And
nice job, Blake. He rode him out. So 2-0 the score. Albia's Blake Lawless leading here at the Tri-County Thornburg High School Gymnasium over his Sigourney opponent, Jeremiah Green. Folks, you're listening to live wrestling action on 96.7 KIIC and live streaming on KIICradio.com. Jason Summers, Joe Sinclair bringing you the live action. Green with the down position hits a sit-out switch to start the second period. Nice job by Lawless to counter with a re-switch, but looks like he's going to have to cut Green loose, and there it is, a one-point escape for Jeremiah Green with 20 seconds gone here.
Those bursts of energy you talked about, that we saw that right there. Now here is Lawless back in. He's got the takedown. We're at the center of the mat.
Well, Jeremiah Green likes to hit throws, and Blake Lawless, not the kind of kid that you can throw very well. He's got a very compact core, and it's hard to throw those guys with a compact core. There's a escape for Green, so now the score is 4-2, and now another takedown for Blake Lawless, and just Jeremiah Green trying to hit throws, and Blake Lawless countering those throws with a change in elevation. Now he's got the chicken wing in, and he's going to try to turn his opponent, Jeremiah Green, over.
Well, Green is a exerts a burst of energy, as you said, and he's a pretty strong wrestler.
Yeah, he's a stocky guy. Half Nelson in here by Blake Lawless, and he's trying to score some back points, and there they are. A little over and back, and now an escape by Green. Nope, no escape given. 6-2 the score. Blake Lawless on top with 30 seconds remaining in the second period. Blake Lawless, three takedowns in this contest with a couple of escapes for Jeremiah Green from Sigourney. Albia leading the contest 6-0 in the team score.
He gives up the escape. Now a shot in there by Green. He's in on a single leg. Blake doing a good job of neutralizing the shot there by Green. But they're right at the edge of the mat. 8 seconds to go, second period. Still nothing given up here by Lawless. And he's holding on with 2-1. And Blake avoids the takedown there by Green right at the edge of the mat.
Nice job by Blake Loss. Got a little bit out of position there. Green got in there deep on a single leg, and Loss did a good job fighting it off. Saw what was going on with the clock and knew that he only needed to hang on for about 10 seconds. Kept his head pinned into his stomach, and he'll take the down position, start the third period. Like this score, 6-3, I'll be up. Down position starting the third period.
Blake does a good job getting to his feet, trying to do a switch out here. Gets the back leg. And Green now gets him over. Now we're going to have the reversal for sure here, but Lawless nearly was able to turn that into a pinning combination.
Superior stand-up switch there by Blake Lawless. Hit the stand-up, hit the switch, and now he's in on a chicken wing, and he's going to walk the head. And with 1:38 to go, I think he's going to be able to get him turned over here, Jason.
I'll tell you what, Green,
he's walking the head.
Same position. Green was able to use his strength and get out of it. Lawless in there tight. You just got to give Green lots of credit. He's squirrely, and he's really tough.
Well, I'd call him wiry, Jason. Yeah. I'd call him wiry. Give Jeremiah Green some credit here. He trails this match 8-3, and he's done a very good job of staying off of his back other than the tilt early on. So Blake Lawless hits that now. And hits that now. Now he's got him turned over. He's got the chicken wing.
There it is.
Goes to the double chicken wing. Blake gets a little bit too high, and if Green can cast over, he could get a reversal here. There's a two-point takedown right now so far. Lawless hanging on. He gives it up, and at one-point escape, makes it 10-4. 10-4 the score now. Lawless on top. A two-point near fall for Blake Lawless.
Blake needs to get another takedown here to get the bonus points for the team.
And that is the third time that he has used the shuck by to take down his opponent. 12-4 the score now. 31 seconds to go in this match at 132 pounds. Albia Blue Demon, Blake Lawless, working the chicken wing again.
Once again, he's got the same the chicken wing in. And
he's got an eight-point win. Yep. I'm sure the coaches would like to get the pin. It looks like we might be going a little bit past parallel here on this arm that he's got the chicken wing on. Ten seconds to go.
Sit-out attempt by Green, and he does a good job of fighting off that ball. I'll tell you what, a lot of wrestlers would not be able to get it out of that. Most wrestlers wouldn't.
Well, give Jeremiah Green credit. Talented junior competitor for the Sigourney Savages. He goes down to defeat by a score of 4-12. That extends Albia's lead to 10-0.
Good job of getting the extra points by Lawless, and those are so important when you give up the weights that we do. Give up those points. You've got to have everything you can out of those bonus points to make that up. And
that's right.
When you face teams like Sigourney and TCM a little later on, there's very few open spots on their roster.
Right. Here we got Lane Boonder. He's a freshman for the Sigourney Savages. He's going to go up against the talented state qualifier from 2011, Caleb White, for the Albia Blue Demons. Folks, you're listening to live wrestling action on 96.7 KIIC. Caleb White, Albie's 138-pounder in there on an underhook. 10 seconds gone here. White looking for the single leg. Very active Lane Boonder, the
Booner's
ninth grader.
Really active.
Boonder, very muscular 138-pounder, Jason.
Does not look like a freshman.
He's in there at the center of the mat. We reset as we go past the...
Oh, look at that Kelly by White. He has got that mastered.
Okay, there's a two-point takedown for Caleb White. He hits that Kelly just lickety-split. He leads now 2-0. 30 seconds gone. First period action. 138 pounds. The Albia Blue Demons against the Sigourney Savages. It's Caleb White against Lane Boonder.
Caleb doing a good job. Now he's got the... had the arm in, but good job of fighting off by Boonder. Now he'll get to his feet, get the separation. Now we're at 2-1. Here's a shot in there by Boonder and a sprawl by White. Go back to the center of Matt. Albia out in front, 10-0 over Sigourney. We're at the 138 weight class.
Caleb White in there on a single leg. Looking for more here. 52 seconds left. Just a couple of talented wrestlers here, folks. If you were here in the Tri-County Gymnasium and saw the fast action that was happening here on the east mat as they go out of bounds.
The double roll, you can't explain that. You can't put that into words on the radio.
One wrestler rolls and the other wrestler rolls right on through and no score. And there is a fireman's carry by Caleb White, and he's going to come up looking for more. Does not get more, but he gets the two-point takedown. 4-1 the score now with 30 seconds remaining in the first period. Caleb White on top for Albia.
I'll tell you what, Caleb is matching the intensity that Boudner had early on.
Good action here. 138 pounds. Caleb White, head in the hole. He stretches the left arm out, puts his head in the left armpit of his opponent, Lane Boonder. Boonder takes that away. Now Caleb keeps the arm. He's got the chicken wing in. And
can he get the tilt? He's got the back
points. The tilt, yeah. By, and Boonder just count. Tried to hit a Granby roll there. And nice job with a deep waist ride by Caleb White. Catches him in a tilt for a two-point near fall. So really good job there by Caleb White.
Good wrestling right at the end of the period. And, you know, we've got to get these bonus points. Caleb being an aggressive wrestler and doing it right at the right time. 6-1 White out in front here. We're at 138, I'll be out in front, 10-0.
Second period begins. Boonder takes the down position. White rides him on top with a deep waist. Now White tries to manipulate a T-bar. Can't quite get that. Looks for a cradle, not there. Stand-up attempt by Boonder. Boonder not able to get that. But now Boonder reaches in, gets a hold of the leg of White. Now White sprawls out. Boonder in, kind of like on a single-leg attempt. No change in the score here. Caleb White still in the top position. Stalemate called. White had a hold of the ankles of Boonder. Boonder had a hold of the leg of White. Nothing was going to happen there for a whole bunch of seconds. Nice official's job there by resetting him with the stalemate. Stand-up attempt there by Boonder on the whistle. Taken down by White.
Caleb did a good job of countering that stand-up. Immediately brought White, brought Boonder to the mat. Caleb White, 138 out in front, 6-1 here, 117 to go, second period.
115 the clock in the second period. Counting down through White, trying to get a tilt.
This time he's got to run. He's, well, lost the arm.
A little tilt attempt there. And now Boonder in on that single leg, and I think White's going to cut him. There's a one-point escape, 6-2 the score now.
Caleb, they need to get a little more separation when he released Boonder.
Folks, we are out of bounds, and we want to thank all of our sponsors back home in Monroe County, especially the People's State Bank. They're going to bring you this match here tonight, and north side of the square, Summers Insurance.
Looking across the way, I see a familiar face over there. Looks like maybe the Sinclair family is in the house.
Oh, I see some
Bobby Sinclair. Looks like he's joined us over across the way.
Bob from Sigourney Tractor there. Yeah. And we're out of bounds with 30 seconds remaining in the second period. We'll go back to the neutral position. Caleb White, he's the Albia junior. Lane Boonder, freshman for the Sigourney Kyoto Savage Cobras. And 6-2 the score, White on top.
Boonder with the shot fought off by White. Under 20 seconds to go here, second period. Caleb White with a 6-2 lead.
Out of bounds with 14 and a half seconds remaining in the second period. Third period, we will start with choice for Albia's Caleb White. I'd say he'll probably take the down position. Not going to probably score here with 5 seconds to go.
Look at that.
What a great Kelly hit with 2.1 seconds to go in the second period. Caleb White hits the Kelly maneuver.
He has got that absolutely mastered. And he set that up, and the perfect timing is a time expired to get that Kelly.
He's hit it three times. That's good for three takedowns and 6 points, and that's the margin of his leads. 8-2 for Caleb White as he gets settled on the bottom to start the third period. Hits a switch, gets a hold of the leg, casts his legs over. All he needs to do is clear his waist now, and he will have a two-point reversal. There's the two for the reversal. 10-2 is the score now. 145 remains in this 138-pound match. Caleb White dominating in a 10-2 fashion. 10-0 the score. The Albia Blue Demons leading over the Sigourney Kyoto Savage Cobras.
Caleb looked like he was going to go for the cradle there as Boonder tries to get to his feet, sprawled out, trying to elevate White, doing a good job of staying heavy on his hips and pushing forward, and we're going to have a stalemate here.
Nice job by this official. He's really not wasting any time. The kind of officiating that you love to see late in the season, folks, because the wrestling action needs to be pushed. The better and better that these wrestlers get, the better and better that the competition gets, the better and better the officiating needs to get, and we love to see it, making them wrestle at this stage of the game.
White with the 10-2 lead here as we go towards the minute mark of this third and final period. At 138, Albion with a 10-0 lead on Sigourney, the second duel of the night.
White a little bit out of position, puts in a hard cross face and then a power half. He's got the cross leg right in on the right side, trying to put the power half in on the left. don't think that he's going to be able to get anything done with this. And another stalemate called it. Another great job by the official. Both wrestlers a little bit out of position, not going to be able to make anything happen. With 50 seconds to go, we're going to reset it. White on top.
The stand-up brought right back down as Bodner tried to stand up. White right on that one. Now Caleb trying to work his way up. Gets
there's
that tilt,
the
tilt over.
There's a tilt, and if he could step over, Jason, he could probably turn that into back points, but it's just a little bit too wobbly. Now he's got the chicken wing in, and he's wearing out his opponent, Lane Bodner. Yeah. And Bodner on his back now, and I think Caleb's got a chance to pin him here.
25 seconds to go. White trying to get the pin here.
And very aggressive wrestling by Caleb White. He's way out high. He's way on top, but he knows that his team needs bonus points. They've got some open spots coming up at the top, and he's out there doing what he can. He got 3 points there. That makes the score 13-2. It's a four-point decision for the Blue Demons. They are going to move on up at a 14-0 clip. As time expires in the third period, Caleb White wins 13-2. Jason.
Well, I really like the way Lane Bodner, just the freshman, came out. He was aggressive. He had that extra heartbeat. Did not give up the entire match. Really gave Caleb a test there. And kudos to Caleb White. That Kelly move, that signature move of Caleb White. Three times he went to it. Three times he scored.
Well, here comes Hugh Sinclair for the Albion Blue Demons. He takes the mat at 145 pounds. He will be going up against the Sigourney senior, Josh Yoder. A couple of Yoder seniors back-to-back here for Sigourney. Josh Yoder here at 145 and Wes at 52.
You got his weight down to 138, qualified over the weekend.
Single leg there by Yoder, and a nice dump there by Yoder. He takes the lead 2-0. Sinclair hits a sit-out and a switch, grabs the leg. Nice counter and spin behind by Yoder. Still 2-0. Sinclair back to his base. Sinclair down 2-0 here. Albion Blue Demons ahead 14-0. But in this match down 2-0, a quick single leg takedown to start this action at 145 pounds. Josh Yoder at 145 pounds for Sigourney. Looking for a cradle here. Yep, Sinclair gets to his base.
Going to get the separation. And Yoder back in on the double leg. No escape. And you continues to work right at the edge of the mat. Minute 10 to go. Now he's on his feet.
Yoder tries a half Nelson. Sinclair to his feet, wipes it off with 1:04 left.
He's going to cut him here.
Escape for Sinclair. 2-1 the score now. So 2-1 with 55 seconds to go. They're on their feet, tied up. They're pummeling at the center of the mat. 2-1. Nice. Sinclair in on a single leg. And a nice counter there. And a Kelly dump by Yoder. And he gets the two-point takedown, and he's looking for more with that Kelly. Sinclair gets to his base. No back points. No back points. And a good job there by Hugh Sinclair to avoid those back points. 4-1 the score. Looked like with that Kelly that Yoder hit Sinclair in there on a... And now here's a cradle by Yoder. Sinclair needs to get that thing kicked apart.
You trying to find out the cradle, still fighting it off. Yoder now able to get it over. Here comes some back points. You're doing a good job of trying to fight out of it.
Yoder a little bit out of position. Yes. Sinclair just can't quite catch it. There's a two-point near fall for Yoder, and Hugh Sinclair just about was able to catch his opponent out of position and get the reversal. But 6-1 the score now as we go to the second period.
You took a nice deep shot. Yoder able to counter that with a I'll see here. Okay. They're going to go up in neutral position. The Kelly was countered by Yoder. 6-1, Sinclair trails here, just opening up the second period. I'll be out in front, 14-0, in team points over Sigourney Kyoto.
There's a shot by Yoder, countered by Sinclair, and a great job by Yoder. He just muscled Hugh Sinclair right over and threw him to his back. Now Hugh fighting off of his back. He's in on a headlock. He's going to try to bridge off and... Boy, I tell you what, that Yoder kid's pretty stout.
He's a stout kid.
Hugh Bridgen trying to bridge his way off the mat. They're near the edge of the mat. And Yoder in there tight with that reverse half. And Sinclair.
Oh, what a bridge here by you. Unbelievable.
And now,
oh, man.
And there's a potentially dangerous after Hugh Sinclair bridges off of his back. And we got a three-point near fall. Makes the score 11-1. Hugh Sinclair comes back to the center of the mat. Trailing by 10. So we're going to need to see
how. Wow, that was incredible bridging. He bridged from the center of the mat all the way over. Like a unbelievable.
Well, he's going to need to catch his opponent, Josh Yoder, a talented wrestler for the Sigourney squad. One of those kids that I'm sure Sigourney will be talking about at the state tournament.
For sure, and he's a legit 145.
Another potentially dangerous here.
You giving up some weight here as he qualified for the 138, but as we talked earlier with Coach, that Dalton Folkerts has injured his thumb. So you have to wrestle to 145. That's a challenge that you have to do all that work to get your body down to 138 and then go back up again.
Stand up by Sinclair with 45 seconds left in the second period. Unable to get out of that. Head in the hole there by Yoder now. Folks, if you're just joining us, we are bringing you live wrestling action on 96.7 KIIC, Albia Blue Demon Wrestling from the Tri-County Thornburg High School Gymnasium in Thornburg, Iowa. Hugh Sinclair at 145 pounds is trying to struggle from behind. He trails 11-1 against his Sigourney opponent, Lane Boonder. Earlier tonight, we brought you a one-sided contest for the Blue Demons, a 54-18 win. They lead this one 14-0, but Hugh Sinclair in a double chicken wing with 8 seconds to go. Rolls out of it.
He's going to roll out of that.
But back points being awarded to Sigourney here with 2 seconds to go.
Avoiding the pin here, Hugh Sinclair. His bridge to end that first period, unbelievable.
And Hugh gets the choice. He's going to take neutral. I think he's going to try to hit some kind of a throw here. He knows that he's down by a score of 14-1. Takedown will end this match for the Sigourney wrestler on a 15-point technical fall. So Hugh tries a headlock and almost gets it.
Almost got it.
And just a little bit of desperation there. He knew.
Well,
he
that's
down.
What you have to do. You got to go all for it. And give you credit. He got the headlock in there, but the aggression let him. Took his body out of momentum there, and the win goes to Yoder.
So Josh Yoder, the 145-pounder for Sigourney, he collects the technical fall at 145 over Hugh Sinclair. And now Griffin Osing, he will take the mat against another ranked Sigourney wrestler, Wes Yoder.
They're looking an awful lot alike.
I believe they're cousins. I believe they're cousins, Josh and Wes Yoder.
Well, I'll tell you what, Josh Yoder. Impressive, 145. He is stout.
14-5, the team score now. Albia still on top by 9. Griffin Osing. He is measuring up his opponent, Wes Yoder, for Sigourney Kyoto. Now, I believe it's Sigourney Kyoto Wellman now. I think they've got several. Well, there's a nice single leg shot there by Griffin. Nice job countering by Yoder. And they're back on their feet, neutral. 30 seconds gone, first period.
Well, all those bonus points we talked about really matter because with the open spots that Sigourney brings, these contested matches that Albie's going to bring out. It's going to be in
front headlock by Griffin Osing. He's going to try to turn that into a power move, but he's got the edge of the mat against him, so he lets that go, and we go to the center of the mat.
I do like this official. Any indication it's going to be a stalemate, he's right on it.
And that's really the way I like to see him wrestle.
Yeah, I want him to see him wrestle, not get stuck holding each other.
Now Griffin Osing controlling the arms. They're near the center of the mat. 50 seconds remain, first period, 152 pounds. Osing in behind. There's the edge of the mat coming into play again with 44 seconds. Single leg by Osing. He's in deep at the center of the mat. Goes to a double, dumps it, goes to a half Nelson, and puts a chicken wing in. And Osing going for more. Little bit high right now is Osing. He's controlling the arms, though. And Osing, if he can, with 28 seconds to go, there he gets it. And Osing in deep, in tight, with 24 seconds to go. Yoder in trouble. Griffin Osing, I think he's going to pin him, Jason. He's got chest
lots
to chest.
Of time here. He's got 18 seconds. He had that tight.
He's got chest to chest. He's got him stacked up. There's 13 seconds remaining. It's Wes Yoder from Sigourney. And he gets pinned with 8.8 seconds remaining.
That was a huge pin by Griffin Osing. Wes Yoder. You know, it matches up with Griff with strength, and that was the technique of Griffin Osing. Got him elevated, but as he was coming down, was already setting up the next move and got the pin there at 145 for the Blue Demons, 152 for Albia, and that moves the score 20-5. Albia out in front here as we move to 160.
And Brett Leshen, he's going to go up against, it looks like, Gage Griner.
You'd expect a Griner from Sigourney Kota to be on this roster somewhere.
You know, you're always going to expect a Griner, Striegel. Usually there's a Siren when you go to Sigourney, and they're all good wrestlers. Nice, smooth there, duck under by Brett Leshen. And Brett, ranked wrestler here. That's three ranked wrestlers in a row here for the for this small gymnasium. And Brett Leshen, he's going to score some back points here with the tilt. And he switches that tilt over to a cross leg right. He's got the three count. He leads now 5-0, and he's going to try to maybe extricate his leg, go chest to chest, or maybe get a cradle. He's got all kinds of options here as he's going up against Gage Griner, but he decides to just let him up and try something different. So 5-0 the score now. Brett Leshen still maintaining control of the hands. Looks like he's going to maybe try a chicken wing here, Jason. Nope. Goes to the butcher move. Butcher takes the hand across the face, still controlling the hand on the other side. So Leshen has control of his wrestler's left hand with his left hand. And now he takes that control, bends his left arm up behind the back. Going to try to get out front. Now he gets out front. Potentially dangerous here. The official right on top of it. Leshen lets that leg, that arm go. We've got 46 seconds left. Brett Leshen at 160 pounds on top. 5-0.
Now he's got
very traditional pinning combination here now. He's got the chicken wing in. He's going to try to bar the arm. Goes to the half nelson on the other side with 33 seconds to go. He rolls him over, and this could be a pin, folks. Brett Leshen counting back points. If he can get chest to chest here, Jason, with 25 seconds to go, count this as a pin. If he stretches that arm out, and I think he's going to get her done.
If he gets the back arm released, and now
Job by his opponent to roll through and called a three-point move, 8-0 the score now. Brett Leshen on top.
Really good move there by his opponent, to Griner, to get out of that.
Now a cradle attempt here as the seconds end.
More back
and
points coming.
Two quick back points for Brett Leshen. So 10-0, a takedown and three different pinning combinations for Brett Leshen. Bringing you this live high school wrestling action on 96.7 KIIC. Albu Blue Demons took care of the Cardinal Comets in the first one, 54-18. On top now, 20-5 at 160 pounds. Brett Leshen leads this one 10-0.
There's a shot in there by Griner, countered by Leshen. Nothing doing, just underway second period. Really looking forward to that next matchup at 160. Tyler Fobert, TCM, is going to be rated number one, 1A. That'll be Brett's next opponent, and I'm sure this will get this nice crowd that's settled in here at Thornburg on their feet.
Brett looking to take care of business here. He does a nice job shucking by inside cradle. Looks like he's got it locked up with 1:38 to go. He's got the two, and we have a stoppage because of potentially dangerous.
Yeah. He's right dangerous. On. This official's right, you know, right on. Did not.
He didn't give him the takedown. Yeah, he did give him the takedown. 12-0. So Brett Leshen, three-point move here, can put five on the board for the Blue Demons with a technical fall.
I think his next move is going to be a pinning combination.
Well, he's got the deep waist right in, breaks his opponent, Wes Yoder, down. Now, with him broken down, bars the arm, walks the head with the chicken wing, puts the figure four on the head. Classic pinning combination here with 1:17 to go.
Lead to a pin.
Leshen, this will be the end of the match either way. And he gets chest to chest, reverses the half, extends the arm, and there's the pin with 1:05 left in the second period. Nice job, Brett Leshen. Call it at 2:55 in the match. 26-5, the team score now, and really what the Blue Demons need here as we go into the upper weights.
Well, it's real important you get these wins right here in Murderers Row, and you get those bonus points. Albion with a 26-5 lead. Going to move to 170. Joe Sager will come out. Cole Striegel. And that was a nice win for Brett Leshen. Gage Griner did a heck of a job of fighting off the pin for the better half of two and a half periods. And there's going to be an uncontested match at 170, even though Striegel is on the roster. And
that 32-5 now is the team score with that forfeit for the Blue Demons. And don't know if there's an injury situation for Sigourney, or if they thought they were better off stacking things up at 95, 220, and 285.
We got one, two open spots.
Well, here we are at 182 pounds. It's Noah Schuster.
And Noah Schuster comes out. And Christian Summers, 182. Christian, I thought, had a nice week last week, improved, took on some really quality wrestlers, and was able to hold his own and keep improving.
Well, nobody in the state of Iowa stronger from the hips down than Christian Summers, as he just gets outmaneuvered a little bit there, got a little bit out of position. Not really a shot there, but a takedown for Noah Schuster.
Yeah, spent some time, I think it was Ryan Ambas that came in and worked with him Sunday, trying to teach him a couple of offensive moves.
Well, thanks to Ryan, yeah. State qualifier for the Blue Demons in the 90s, or I suppose that was probably in the
2000s. Right at the end of the 90s, 2000.
Right now, we're wrestling Albia versus Sigourney Keota, 32-5, the team score. Albia Blue Demons out on top. Christian Summers on the mat at 182 pounds with Noah Schuster. This match being brought to you, folks, by the First Iowa State Bank and the fine folks at Quality Ag Service.
Summers in a down position as he gets to his feet, tries to get the arms separated. Schuster does a good job of breaking him back down, but Christian back on his feet. He's used that lower body strength to get himself out here and get an escape with 48 seconds to go, trailing 2-0 at 182 pounds.
40 seconds remaining here. Summers onto his feet, but a nice job getting him dumped back down by Schuster. Now Summers right back to his feet, and Schuster a little bit high, but just kind of muscles him down again. So this is going to be a contest.
Yeah, this is going to be no doubt about it. You knew it's going to be a tough one, but Schuster pretty strong and able to.
Now Summers back to his feet, and it looks like he's going to get out this time. But oh, just barely spinning behind, and now it looked to me like we might have had a technical foul there for locking hands, but the official not calling it with 12 seconds to go. We'll reset it to the center of the mat, and great job.
You can see the luxury of having two officials. You know, officials can get out of a position real easy. There's only one of them out by
Summers. Now the stand-up. 7 seconds to go. Summers back broken down. So we're going to go to the second period, 2-0. 2-0 the score at 182 pounds. Noah Schuster from Sigourney versus Christian Summers from Albia. Albia Blue Demons ahead in this contest, 32-5. This match started at the 120-pound weight class. Blue Demons got a couple opens at the top, so you might as well say this thing is 32-17 right now, Jason.
Christian does a good job breaking down Schuster. He started the top position, keeping him on the mat, now trying to bring him down and break him down on the mat. It's where this, one of those places Christian's going to have to just keep on improving.
Well, there's a nice job breaking him down. There's 20 seconds gone here in the second period. Christian Summers started this in the top position. He's doing a great job controlling the arms. And with 30 seconds gone in this period, we haven't seen much out of Noah Schuster. Nice job there by Schuster. Tries to get back to his base. Heavy on the hips is Christian Summers. Summers from Albia in the top position. He trails this one 2-0 over his 182-pound Sigourney opponent, Noah Schuster. Live wrestling action, high school at the Tri-County Montezuma High School Gymnasium in Thornburg, Iowa.
Christian doing a good job of keeping the weight on him and breaking it back down the mat. And now he gets that left arm brought back, but Schuster wipes it off.
Nice job.
Nearly a full 2 minutes gone, a minute and 10 seconds gone by here, and Christian riding him out here in this second period.
Christian trying to bar the arm on the left side. He's riding from the right. He bars the arm on the left, and here's a stalemate.
Yep.
So Christian Summers doing a nice job breaking his opponent down, roading for a minute 20 here to start the second period, and that's a very positive sign.
Got to hold on here in his last 40 seconds that you're riding out that long.
Stand-up attempt there by Schuster from Sigourney. Taken away, dropped down onto the legs by Christian Summers. Now Christian Summers riding high, tries to break him down in the hips. Gets a little bit out of position. A roll attempt there by Schuster. And Summers a little bit out of position. Schuster grabs back for the leg. Summers gets back behind. Now the roll again.
Got to be careful. He doesn't get himself in a tilt. Ah,
And there is the side roll, and it was effective for Schuster, and he's got Christian Summers on his back with 8 seconds to go in the second period. Summers desperately fighting off his back. Looks like he's going to get rolled through, and five more seconds would have been there. I think we would have seen a reversal, Jason.
Yeah, that's just the, you know, we're learning the sport. He's got the strength. He's getting that the strength part figured out. You just got to continue to learn the sport.
Christian just got a little bit high there, and nice job by Schuster to feel that. Hit a side roll. Got the two-point reversal and the three-point near fall, and a great job by Christian Summers to fight his way off of his back. He trails this one 7-0. He's going to cover his opponent in the down position to start this third period, and I think Coach Wenger thinks he can pin him.
Yeah, I think it's that's his best weapon right now. Now he does a good job of breaking him down. He's going to have to get the arm barred back.
Well, he keeps him broken down, he won't have to worry. If he keeps him broken down, he won't have to worry about being high because you can't get a side roll off somebody when you're high.
He's got to get to move to the other side. And, coach getting good coaching from the sidelines is Nick Pickrell, and Coach Wenger sitting in the coaching seats. Brings it down to the mat. Now he has that arm back. If he can just do something with it here. So momentum 25 to go. Christian trailing 7-0. Now he has the arm in.
With 1:19 to go, Christian Summers trailing 7-0, desperately trying to turn his Sigourney opponent over, Noah Schuster. Schuster on the bottom. He enjoys a 7-0 lead, doesn't have to do very much, but working hard on top is Christian Summers. He's got the arm barred. I think we're going to see a stall call against Sigourney here pretty quick.
Himself over. Now he gets a little help from Schuster. Schuster trying to roll through it, but and there's
the stall. Stall call against Schuster. And really about had to figure that out. If you're ahead 7-0, 54 seconds remain.
Really.
Now, Christian Summers with a deep waist ride as we start the action. 50 seconds remain here in this 182-pound contest.
Christian's going to have to start making a move up. And
Noah Schuster, he's going to get a point taken away from him.
Here he goes.
Quick.
Got the
but Christian gets a half Nelson in.
Had the half in, but lost it. Schuster fighting hard. 30 seconds to go. Christian, a roll there by Schuster. Christian had the arm back, couldn't get the tilt. He's going to have to make it quick here. Well, now he's in.
Great job by Christian Summers. He trailed this one 7-0 to start the third period, and he has worked his butt off on top, trying to turn his opponent over. And, you know, folks, 7-0 is 3 points for the winning wrestler, and that is all that Sigourney's going to get out of 182 pounds. Christian Summers rides him out for the entire third period.
The encouragement there is that Christian rode him for the better half of a period and a half. He just needs to learn the next level, taking those and turning when you break him down on the mat, how are you going to turn that into points? And that's just part of the lesson. And he's got a few weeks to figure this out. He's gotten the strength part figured out and the counters on the defense.
Well, here's the deal. The most points that Sigourney can score now, Jason, is 29. If Sigourney ran the table with pins and forfeits, they would get 24 more points to go with the they got three there. 24 more would give them 8 and 24, be 32-32. The worst possible result for the Albie Blue Demons here is a tie.
Well, you got a handsome-looking guy sitting between us here, buddy, making all the way over. Bobby Sinclair, buddy, you're one of the, you know, I was just telling your brother, you're one of the better athletes that come through Albie High School, and then you went on and you played some rugby at Iowa, and now your nephew's down and playing at Auburn. Did you give him a little hints on what to do, and did you encourage him to go out?
Oh, definitely. Rugby's just a phenomenal sport, and Wilson's just doing great down there. He's winning some awards and having a lot of fun.
I didn't hear you, Joe. 38-8. Okay, 38-8. Joe's giving me the scoring updates. I'm having a conversation with his brother. Wrestling. This is a great sport. Sigourney Falls, Sigourney Wrestling. I know you're over there. Sigourney Farm and Tractor. What's going on in your world? Keeping busy over there. And do you follow the wrestling?
Oh, definitely. Sigourney's got a long tradition of wrestling, kind of like Albia does. And it's just a great community, and just excited to come and watch a great meet tonight.
You've been busy in the tractor business, and I know you guys got that nice dealership over there. Shalesha's going to go. We aren't done yet. Joe's yeah. What do you think about this murderer's row Albie's got here from all the way from Shadow Leshen all the way up to Brett Leshen?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Shadow is here. He just shot in there, and Nathan Fritz just Shadow got around two-point takedown. Go Shadow.
He's so quick and athletic. Looks like a little Natalis out there. He's just he's so put together and
got a one-point escape.
4-2, Leshen out in front. We're at the 120 weight class, the final contested match of the night. Bob Sinclair joining me here. And looks like the good-looking gene escaped your brother, and you got them all.
Oh, definitely. I got the hair gene also.
Shadow Leshen out in front here, 6-2, under a minute to go, opening period.
Got him in deep riding there.
You get a chance to follow much of the wrestling here for Albie, watching the Albie guys. Do you able to keep up with what's going on back home?
I tell you, it's not as much as I'd like to. This is the first match I've seen, but understand we're having just a wonderful season here.
Leshen now gets his opponent over, gets some back points, and out in front here, 8-2, Shadow Leshen, under 20 seconds to go here in the opening period. Talk a little bit about your family. Susan Nolan,
yes, Susan,
Sinclair.
Susan Nolan Sinclair. Had had her and my four kids here today and watched one of Hughes' matches. Good to have them out. Got Eleanor 4. Claire Faye is 7. George is 8. And Emma's 11. So
George, I heard he's playing a little basketball.
We're trying to get him in the wrestling bug here, and it's working tonight. He sure enjoyed watching his cousin play.
We're at the center of the mat, Shadow Leshen here at 120, the final contested match of the night here versus Sigourney. Nathan Fritz, sophomore. Leshen the junior. Shadow in deep. Going for the takedown. It's going to get it. And now extends his lead out to 10-4. Bobby Sinclair joining me here. I love these gyms, Bobby. You know, these old gyms where you're right on top of the mat and the crowds get tight and they get boisterous. So this kind of environment's you live for.
Oh, definitely. It's quite a nice crowd here, this quad duel.
Leshen out in front here at 120. Minute 27 to go, second period, out in front, 10-4. Able to follow the state wrestling? Do you get up there to the state tournament? I know I could see your older brother, and Joe gets to join me in the broadcast. But were you able to catch the action during the tournament?
I listened to you guys on the radio here the last few years, but I'd like to get up and see the team this year.
Well, you can come up and stand by us. We got a pretty good view up there, don't we, Joe? Under a minute to go here. Bob Sinclair joining me as we mat side bring you this Blue Team exclusive. Albia team wise out 38-8. Leshen gets a point there. I didn't see the indication was
stall call.
Ah, here's a shot in there. Ankle pick by Leshen. Elevates single leg up off the mat. Gonna bring Fritz down to the mat. Try to do it under control.
Got him up high there. Grabbed an ankle there, and 2 points, Leshen.
So now go for a few more, give up the escape. Oh, what a quick move. Shadow going right into a pinning combination, has him on his back, and this is going to be an Albia pin. Look at that.
Albia pin.
The lucky charm came up here and helped us out. Bobby, that's a nice way to end the match. 14-44, Albia gets the second win on the night. Pretty impressive start here.
Definitely, this was a great showing by the Albia Blue Demons.
Sigourney is it's one of those communities that's it's a lot like Albia. They really get behind their kids. You see that with their football program. It's got to be a nice community to be involved in.
Oh, definitely, definitely all of Sigourney definitely gets behind their athletics and their school, and we're looking forward to hopefully another great run in football this season.
Well, they got an outstanding football program that's well known throughout the state, and It was a nice, you know, when we were in school, we had the old South Central Conference. We didn't play Sigourney, but the old Pelos and Oskaloosa, Grinnell's.
Oh, definitely. Seems like we travel a lot more these days.
Yeah, it really has. And it's been the challenge for high school athletics. And we see with basketball, they've moved now where they do the boys and girls matchups on the same night so that everybody travels ninth through varsity, boys and girls travel at the same time. To save down the cost of the travel because the distances have become greater because you got a lot of these school districts consolidating and fewer high schools that are actually able to put together a basketball and football teams.
Yeah, they're trying to get the size of the schools matched up, and it's definitely a lot tougher now than when we were in school.
Well, Bob, I was going to ask you the tractor business. You know, I'm sure there's always great deals going on, but I'm sure these farmers now are thinking about, you know, transitioning into the planting season. Any advice to them that might be out listening right now? Maybe looking to make a new purchase or to upgrade their equipment.
I tell you, it might be cold out there today, but spring's just around the corner, and we'll be planting corn in a matter of weeks.
Isn't it unbelievable? It really is how quickly we can get corn in, how fast we're able to get it out. What's the largest combine you work with?
Well, the Deere's largest combine is an S690, and that thing is it's absolutely huge. Combine and heads, you're pushing $750,000 just for combine your crop.
Unbelievable. And the technology, it's not just the size of the machines, it's the intelligence of these the machines.
Yeah, I tell you, equipment these days, you're farming in 60-foot by 60-foot squares in every field. You're varying your seeding rates, and you're putting on different amounts of fertilizer, and it is it's amazing what GPS technology has done for farming.
Well, buddy, nice seeing you, and appreciate you stopping up and helping us do a little broadcast here, and we'll hopefully get you up to the suite up at Wells Fargo.
That'd be phenomenal. You guys do a great job.
Bob Sinclair, I'll tell you what, he was one of the better athletes to ever wear an Albia uniform, and it was great having him up here talking a little bit of Albia wrestling. The Blue Demons get the win over Sigourney. Your final score there, 44-14. Albia now with the back-to-back dual wins. After defeating Cardinal 54-18, they take care of Sigourney 44-14. We'll be right back. A big one on deck. TCM and Albia going to go at it. It's a full roster for TCM. And we're looking forward to that 160 matchup. The number one rated to 1A wrestler at 160, Tyler Fobert, will take on the highly rated Brett Leshen when we come back to Blue Demon Wrestling. Don't go anywhere.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses, and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, we're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
This is Becky with Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative. Did you know that copper theft has reached an epidemic level? Your electric cooperative wants you to be aware that copper theft is not only illegal, but extremely dangerous. Copper theft is not harmless. Dealing with metal and electricity is a dangerous combination, especially when it is done without permission or proper training. Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative encourages you to keep watch in your neighborhood, alerting your utility company, law enforcement, and neighbors when you see or notice suspicious activity around your utility, substations, poles, or trucks. This message is from your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Let's face it, sooner or later you're going to need a loan. When you need to buy a car, when you need to buy a house, or when your business is growing. And that's where we come in because we loan money. We've helped your friends and neighbors for years. We're local. And with us, you don't have to prove that you don't need a loan in order to get one. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC. Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Fill up your cupboards with great eats from Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia. This week, Jif Peanut Butter 18-ounce jars are $2.99. Kellogg's Pop-Tarts 13 and 15-ounce packages are 2 for $4.50. Green Giant canned vegetables are 99 cents. And there's a super buy on SureFresh American Deluxe Cheese Slices. 16 ounces, $2.99. Save with Jim and Charlie's.
Our friendly service and convenient locations are just another reason to bank with People's State Bank. Hi, I'm Vicki with People's State Bank, and we are here to help you with all your banking needs. Stop in and see Jenny, Nikki, or myself at People's State Bank. People you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
People's State Bank's drive-up location is open until 6 p.m. It's convenient, and we're there to help you when you get off work and need to do your banking business. Hi, I'm Julie. Stop by the Motor Bank and talk to Jeannie, Carolyn, or myself. People's State Bank, people you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
The Shoe Tree on the west side of the Centerville Square is having a semi-annual clearance sale. There's savings on all shoes on the racks. Save 20 to 50%. Save 20% on snow boots for men, women, and children. And there's always savings in the little room. Save now at the Shoe Tree semi-annual clearance sale. And they carry brands for comfort, style, and sports. Shoes for the whole family at the Shoe Tree.
Sennett Pierce-Bachter Funeral Home can help you with the pre-planning and financial areas of your funeral. Call me at 641-932-5197 and let me or my staff help you with your plans today. I'm Bob Sennett, Sennett Pierce-Bachter Funeral Homes.
Lathrop Construction is ready to move the earth for you. When you need to have your earth moved, contact Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop at 799-1105 and let Lathrop Construction move your earth. Lathrop Construction is proud to support and sponsor the Albia Blue Demon Athletics.
Whether you're looking for a smart investment or have a CD maturing, come to Community First Credit Union today and earn more. With a minimum of $500, we're offering CD specials from a 36-month term with a rate of 1.6% APY to a 60-month term with a rate of 2% APY. Hurry in! Our special ends January 31st. Don't miss out on your chance to earn more with a CD from CFirst. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APY is annual percentage yield rate subject to change at any time, federally insured by the NCUA.
Now, back to a guy who thinks a dual meet is when you take a girl out for the first time, then meet her sister, think she's better looking, so you dump the first one, only to find out the sister likes your brother. Yeah. Here's Jason Summers.
I thought it was his cousin. Welcome back, everyone. Blue Demon Wrestling on the air. Thornburg, the assignment of tonight's quad duel. Tri-County and Albie going to go at it in our next matchup. Albie got the first win, 54-18 over Cardinal. You just heard the Blue Demon win over Sigourney. 44-14 was the final there. I'm standing next to Griffin Osing, the outstanding junior wrestler. Griff, got to just go right and ask you, buddy, what was it like to get that 100th win as an Albie wrestler? It had to be a nice moment for you.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's a special moment always because that's a big milestone. You know, hopefully in my career I get to 150. That's what I'm wanting to shoot for. You know, if I get 20 more matches this year, hopefully 20 more wins. And then next year have 30, 150. But, you know, celebrating it at Albia, it was special. I liked it, even though, you know, it wasn't really my 100th win. It was not my 99th or my 98th. But, you know, it was still special to celebrate in Albia and then go out and get it. But I knew it was just another match, and I just had to go out there and wrestle the way I do. So
we're talking with Griffin Osing, outstanding junior. Griff, you know, it was a real good weekend for you guys. Eddieville-Blakesburg was a real challenge for you guys in that duel. And what it showed me is that how many wrestlers we got that really are competing and moving up to the next level and improving. But Murderers Row for us, from 120 to 160, it is Murderers Row. Do you guys kind of feed on each other? One guy having a little bit of success? Is it just keep breeding a success for each other?
Yeah, I think so. You know, once we get a big win, we always know that, you know, it's just a match, and the next guy can go out there and do his job. But we're prepared in the room every day, you know, with the coaches, with Coach Winger and Coach Pickerel and Coach Go, and you know, they tell us every day, you know, it's just another match. You know, just go out there, do your thing, be dominant, and good things will happen.
Well, we're starting to focus in and zero in at the run to the well. What are those things that you're saying to yourself and the coaches are encouraging you to, you know, to take that next step? Those things that you want to really kind of focus on for the to put yourself in a run for the well.
You know, I'm really focusing on last year. Last year, you know, I fell short. Freshman year, I went, and that's my focus. You know, I want to come back with redemption, and I want to come back strong, and hopefully, you know, I'll get my spot on the podium. That's what I'm shooting for.
Well, Griffin, you've had an outstanding season, just absolutely outstanding. It's fun to watch you. I love your aggression, and you're a tough-minded kid. You're a great encourager with your teammates, and You got an outstanding grandma back home listening to this broadcast. You got anything to want to say to Grandma Nancy?
Hey, Grandma. Hey, I love you. I know you couldn't make it here tonight, but, you know, I'm out there wrestling for you.
Well, I know she's listening back home, and she should be a very proud grandma because you've done a great job here. And congratulations on your 100th win, and I see 150 coming up very, very shortly.
Thanks, Jason.
Griffin Osing, an outstanding junior wrestler, and he's going to go back and get himself set up. And I've got Shadow Lushin next to me. Shadow, I thought this was a really important weekend for you this last weekend, particularly with the matchup with Jaron Glosser, who's an outstanding wrestler. Had beaten you a couple times last year, and I knew that you were really focused in on trying to improve and get the win, and that's what you got this weekend.
Yeah, it's good.
Talk about this team, Shadow. What's the, you know, you can see that you guys are really improving as a whole, as a team as a whole. But as a bonding for this team, which you need each other, particularly as you get into these late moments of the season, how's the bonding on this team?
The bonding's great, you know. I mean, at the beginning of the season, we weren't so close together, you know. People didn't want to cut down and whatnot and maybe sacrifice a couple meals just to get to the weight that we need them at. But we've got, like, through the season, we've gotten better. We've gotten stronger as a team. People are in weights that we need, and right now we're just a dominant team, and it's going to be tough to beat us. But, I mean, if we had more people in our lineup, that would probably help a little bit. But right now, I mean, we're winning about 95-90% of our matches, which is great.
Talking with Shadow Lushin, 120. Shadow, you're looking for that top spot on the podium. And I know that's been the goal since you walked out of Wells Fargo nearly a year ago. What are those things now that, you know, you're at this point in the season? You know what, you've been there. You know this is the spot where you really got to start turning the engines. What are those things you're concentrating on?
I'm just concentrating on working on positions that I'm not as good at, because when you come to the state tournament, almost every kid you wrestle after the first round, you know, is good on top and bottom and on their feet. And you just got to – every day I go in the wrestling room, I'm always like, what do I need to improve on? What did I do in the last match that I didn't get, maybe my points on that I needed, you know? I go in there and just work on anything that I can and just try to get better.
Seems like this team is, is at the best shape that I've seen it in the time I've been broadcasting. There's guys not fighting for those to get to weight, and that to me would give you guys more time to concentrate on those techniques.
Yeah, it's huge in practice. I mean, practice isn't for weight loss; it's for getting better on your technique, you know. So going in there, maybe a pound, 2 pounds over, that's nothing, you know. That's like being right at weight, because once you get done getting your warm-up in and drilling, you know, and working on technique, you've already lost those pounds, and you're just getting yourself better.
What do you say to all those kids out there that are listening to Shadow that maybe haven't tried the sport of wrestling, that you would encourage them? Because we got some open spots here. Maybe we can't fill them this year, but the future. You know, what are those things you tell those younger people?
I would tell them, you know, if you want to get in shape, you know, and you want to get better and mentally strong, you probably want to go out for the sport. I mean, you don't have to be the best at it, but if you just go out there, just give 100%. Well, not anybody can give 100%. Just go out there and do your best that you think you can do. You'll succeed in the sport, win or lose, you know. You're just getting yourself better.
And this certainly helps if you want to play football, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Shadow Lushin looking for a repeat to the top of the podium this year as he's fighting it out at 120. I'm looking forward to the 160 matchup here in a little bit, buddy.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a good one.
Well, you know, the Redgers came in, and or the Kerr came in and did a little interview with Bryce and Brett and you guys. So, you know, is there this fierce competition to make sure that somebody wins state so you can get Uncle Nick to shut up?
Oh, yeah. That's always the deal. We always go into practice and say, I'm going to win state, and I'm going to win state. But, I mean, you can just say as much as you want, but you got to do it.
Well, Nick's an outstanding wrestler, but he's a heck of a coach, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, we love him.
Well, Shadow, congratulations, buddy. A great run for you. We're looking for you to make a big run to the well. I cannot wait.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a quick timeout, come back here as we set things up and move to our next duel. It'll be Albia and TCN. We're going to go at it. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Blue Demon Wrestling.
This is live wrestling action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Going to get things started at 138. Caleb White taking on Mitch Gibson on the farm out here. White, impressive evening. Continue to show he is on a mission to to a return trip to the well. Here's the counter move. Kelly by White gets a takedown. Now gets Gibson broken down at the edge of the mat. Gibson tries to sit out. Fought off by White. They'll go right back to the center of the mat, set things up. 1:12 to go, opening period. Just underway here. TCM brings a full roster to the table. Only one open spot. We're looking forward to a big matchup at 160. Here's an escape by Gibson. Now he's trying to turn this into his own Kelly. And he's going to get the reversal here. They did not give him the escape. It was a reversal. Tied at two, under a minute to go here, opening period. Gibson, a junior. White, a junior. Gibson, a quick and aggressive wrestler. Right at the edge of the mat. White tries to step off. Now a cradle attempt put in by Gibson, and they're going to go off the edge of the mat. 37 seconds to go. Caleb White, the master of the Kelly. Got a Kelly on Gibson. Gibson did a great job. Got the reversal. Now we're tied at two here. Stand-up attempt brought back down to the mat by Gibson. Joe Sinclair back up in the broadcast table right along the mats. We are right next to the mats on the stage. Joe just underway here, Caleb White. Caleb had a nice Kelly move, get the takedown, and then Gibson showing that he's a heck of a wrestler.
Got the reversal there. 20 seconds remain, first period, 2-2 score.
Great seeing your brother, Bobby. He's a heck of a good guy. And
Bob's doing a nice job raising four kids and a couple dogs.
In my house, the dogs is the real challenge.
Out of bounds here with 12.7 seconds left. Caleb White gets back to the center mat, gets set. Official Ron Terpstra calls him set. Gibson covers. And a caution on Tri-County. Gibson with the caution there. Now he's set, and they start wrestling with 12 seconds to go.
Caleb joins the switch out. Now gets that backside ankle, trying to hold on to it. If he can pull it through.
Just a great job action wrestling there by Caleb White. Ran out of time, and 2-2 the score as we go to the second period.
Did a great job of doing the sit out and reaching back and grabbing the ankle, but not enough time to get the reversal.
And, Jason, I really like that, what I term action wrestling.
Yep.
One move leads to the next move. The next move leads to the move after that, and that action wrestling is exciting to watch and makes a fun night in the gymnasium.
Well, that's the kind of wrestler Caleb White has always been.
Sit-out switch there by Gibson. Nice job. He gets a hold of the leg. Caleb White now sprawls. Has hold of his ankle. We're going to have a stalemate.
Yep, good job by the official.
First move there by Mitch Gibson from Tri-County is that switch. I think Caleb needs to be ready for that right here with 1:44 left in the second period. Well, they get reset, and there it is.
Gibson's a high-energy wrestler. We saw that earlier.
Now a nice deep waist in there by Caleb White. He binds up the arm on the left side. He's riding from the right side with a deep waist. He has his opponent, Mitch Gibson, broken down.
Caleb doing a good job of breaking down Gibson here. Second period, 1:23 to go. We're tied at two. White to begin this second period in the top position. Trying to get White turned over.
He's got the chicken wing in on the left side. He's trying to bar the arm on the right. He's got the arm bar on the right. Gives up the arm bar and goes for a half Nelson. That doesn't work with a post on the right leg. And now Gibson gets to his base.
Caleb looks
like
he might.
White gets back on his hips. White just a little bit high. But he brings him back to the mat with a deep waist.
Well, that was really tough there. Looked like
this would be huge, Jason, if Caleb White, with 45 seconds remaining in the second period, if Caleb could ride his opponent for the entirety of the second period.
Well, he's got that chicken wing in again, and it looked like he was going to get.
He's got the chicken wing in on the left side, half Nelson in on the right. That's not going to work. Nope. Now he puts the head in the hole, a Granby roll by Gibson attempt, and now Gibson looks like he's frustrated. There's 25 seconds left, folks, in the second period. Live high school wrestling action from the Thornburg Tri-County High School. Caleb White at 138 pounds. Stalemate called by official Ron Terpstra with 15 seconds to go, second period.
This is a big 15 seconds here for Caleb White. If he's able to ride him out, that is huge. Impressive. Caleb really showing some strength on top.
There's a stand-up by
Gibbs. Cover-up.
Nice job by White. Gets back down on the hips. Now he gets him broken down, looking for more with the chicken wing. Gets rid of the chicken wing. Gibson back to his base, and with no time remaining, Caleb White rode the opponent for the entirety of the second period, 2-2 score.
That is a huge ride out there by Caleb White. Unbelievable. Tied at two, go to the third period. White will start in the down position. Tried the sit-out switch the last time he was in this position. We'll see, and there's going to be another caution, I believe, on
caution on Gibson, and that gives Caleb White a little bit of an indication of what he's going to try to do.
Well, Caleb on his feet.
Stand up. There's a stand-up switch. And there's a locking hands against Gibson.
Yeah,
Gibson with a one-point penalty for locking hands.
Oh, look at
action continues as Caleb White gets the reversal. Caleb White with reversal going for more. He's got the tilt in. He is looking for a pinning combination. He leads right now 5-2. Caleb White.
He's got counting the back points. Back points coming here. He gets a reversal.
Folks, now Caleb White took advantage of a great sit-out switch. Now we have the stop in the action to award the one-point penalty. So Caleb White leads this one 6-2. Two-point reversal, two-point near fall, and a one-point.
So White now has the 7-2 lead here. He's going to be working to try to get some more points here, get this lead expanded so he can get some bonus points for the team. All the points are going to matter here in this contest.
Well, the Albion Blue Demons came to wrestle tonight, folks. You're listening to live high school wrestling action on 96.7 KIIC, 138-pounder for the Albion Blue Demons. Caleb White going up against Gibson from Tri-County. He leads 7-2.
Caleb has just been so strong. If you know, like in college, they have the riding points. Caleb will be going on about 3 minutes of riding time here.
Well, he's gonna conclude this match with a nice win. 30 seconds to go. He's got the head in the hole, deep waist ride, breaks his opponent down, and you see the air go out of Gibson here at 138 pounds.
He's got that to half Nelson, and he's going to try to walk it over. It looks like he's got parallel. It's going to have some back points coming here. If he can sit into it, he might be able to get the pin with 10 seconds to go. And he's got the shoulders back. He does get the pin.
Oh, there it is. A pin for Caleb White with 6 seconds remaining. Folks, that is huge
that
in
is
this
huge.
Team score because this was a very closely contested match.
This Gibson kid's an outstanding wrestler, and I don't know how Caleb was able to turn that so quick, but a good job out of White. 6-0 Albia as we started at 138. But Mitch Gibson, what an outstanding wrestler, and that is a big win for Caleb White.
Huge start for the Albia Blue Demons at 138 pounds. We go to 145. Looks like we're going to have a couple of junior wrestlers going up against each other, Hugh Sinclair and Colton Moshman.
Looking for, there they go.
They come out onto the mat. A couple of wrestlers similarly built, about 5.5 feet tall.
And they are cut.
Rippled with muscles. They gather at the center of the mat. Coach, or official Ron Terpstra. And there's a single leg right in there by Mashman.
Good job of fighting that off by you. Single leg was in pretty deep. You fought it off and gets back out to the center of the circle. Another single leg in there.
There's a throw attempt by Sinclair. Nice job by Mashman to take that away by changing elevations and dropping back. Now front headlock by Sinclair and a single leg attempt by Mashman. And the action is fast and furious at 145 pounds, Albia versus Tri-County. There's a single leg attempt by Sinclair. With 30 seconds gone, we've had three shots as we go out of bounds. Fast and furious here.
Well, I really like the way that you wrestled right there. That was a nice approach by Mashman to get the single leg fought off by you.
And now we've got pummeling at the center of the mat. A single leg attempt there by Mashman. Sinclair sprawls. He's got the front headlock now. Sinclair sprawls. He's got the front headlock in. 1 minute remains here. First period action, 145 pounds. Hugh Sinclair from Albia.
You're doing a good job of getting that back.
Oh, and there is a nice job there.
Going for the
cradle. Hugh Sinclair gets
the
2-point takedown with a little dump.
Boy, he was just setting that up. You can see him setting that up and kept with it. Used that strength to turn it into a takedown.
There's an escape by Colton Mashman. Now Sinclair back in on that single leg with 30 seconds to go. 2-1 the score. Hugh Sinclair leads against his 145-pound opponent from Tri-County, Colton Mashman. Single leg attempt there by Mashman.
Good sprawl out again by
Sprawl by Sinclair. You. He gets in heavy on the hips. And a what a great move there by Mashman. And we got 20 seconds left. And this is a good match, folks. It is a couple of evenly matched wrestlers. 2-1 the score. We reset at the center of the mat.
Mashman has had some real good shots in you, showing his strength and countering with those sprawls, nearly turning it into his own point right at the edge of the mat. 2-1. You Sinclair out in front here, 10 seconds to go. Now you in on the deep single leg. He's in deep. He's running out of time here. 5 seconds right at the edge of the mat.
And it looks like he's not going to have enough time to execute that, but pulls the leg in as time expires. 2-1 as we go to the second period.
Boy, what a matchup right here, buddy. This is a fun one.
This is fun, folks. When you have a good competitive match, the tensions run high. The adrenaline is flowing. Folks, if you could be here instead of listening at home live on 96.7 KIIC and KIICradio.com would be the only thing better, as Sinclair takes the down position and is covered by Colton Mashman.
Quickly to his feet. And now he's going to get the arms separated, trying to get away. Now to get the escape. He leads 3-1 here, 1:53 to go, second period. We've got a matchup right here at 145.
There's a single leg by Mashman, and he spins behind and gets the 2 points for the takedown to tie this one at 3-3, 20 seconds into the second period.
Mashman showed his quickness there. You took a shot. Mashman ducked under, snuck out the backside, picked the ankle, and got the takedown.
And there's Hugh on his feet.
Breaking those hands.
Mashman trying to prevent that, and they go out of bounds. Hugh Sinclair will get set at the bottom with 1:25 to go in the second period. 3-3, the team score. Albia out to a 6-0 lead on Caleb White's pin at 138 on the team duel. Albia dominating here at the Tri-County. And Hugh Sinclair quickly out.
No hesitation
4
there.
4-3.
Straight up and out. They'll center around the middle of the circle. 4-3, Sinclair.
There's now Sinclair with a dresser dump. Doesn't quite get it. But he's heavy on the head. Heavy on the head. And there he is in a single leg. There's a fireman's carry, and Sinclair gets the fireman's carry going for more with
it. Shoulder over. Now he's got the
over. It's over. It's over.
Wow, what a quick move.
10 for Sinclair. It is over.
You in their teeth.
Count it, 58 seconds to go. Yep.
Joe, that was so quick. Took that dresser dump and then set it up on the opposite side and was able to finish it. That was impressive. Again, you can see the quality of wrestling here you get with TCM. The two back-to-back wrestlers. We get pins on, but these are not the average pins. These are outstanding wrestlers.
And that particular sequence there, Hugh Sinclair tried the dresser dump. It wasn't there. Really good job of a counter there by his opponent from Tri-County, Colton Mashman, the talented junior. And Sinclair took what he gave him, hit the fireman's carry, rolled it up into an inside cradle, and that quick. And impossible move to get out of. The spladle and the inside cradle are two impossible moves to get out of. It's just a matter of time before you get pinned with those two moves.
Well, you countered that dresser dump and went into that inside cradle, and what a quick move by you. Gets the big win here. Albia with the two straight pins gets the 4 foot at 152, and now we're going to our feature matchup of the night, 160. Tyler Fobert of TCM taking on Brett Leshen. Fobert, number one rated wrestler, 160 in Class 1A.
And this match is brought to you by Connie Sinnott. Connie Sinnott, a wrestling mother from 30 years ago, all the way back to 20 years ago, is sponsoring this matchup of ranked wrestlers. It's the number one ranked Tyler Fulbert from Tri-County versus Albia's own Brett Leshen. On their feet, just underway, first period, 160 pounds.
I saw Dan the other day, Dan Sinnott, and he looks like he can still go at it.
Okay, out of bounds now. 28 seconds gone in this first period, and Brett Leshen looks to me like, Jason, he is ready to rip into Tyler Fulbert.
Well, pummel right at the edge of the mat. Leshen, long wrestler. I'll tell you, pound for pound, there probably wasn't a tougher wrestler than Dan Sinnott.
Oh, man, that was a quick two-point.
Oh, wow.
A quick two-point by Terpstra. There has not been control gained yet, but a two-point takedown was awarded to Fulbert. They're back on their feet now. So 2-1 is the score, but a very quick takedown awarded there. And now there's Brett Leshen. And Leshen going for more. He's got the takedown. He's got the butcher in. So 3-2 the score now. Leshen on top. A very questionable call there on the takedown. And now an escape for Faubert.
Faubert did a great job of getting out of that because Brett was really to turn that over.
Well, it's 3-3 right now, and the wrestlers are expecting fast action.
Yep.
The officials are expecting fast action. And the folks listening at home in Albia, Sheraton, Centerville, and Southern Iowa on 96.7 are enjoying this wrestling action from the Thornburg High School Tri-County Gymnasium. Joe Sinclair and Jason Summers bringing it all to you live. A couple of ranked wrestlers here. Number one, Tyler Faubert from Tri-County. Brett Leshen for the Albia Blue Demons, fourth ranked. 8 seconds to go, 3-3 tie at the conclusion of the first period. And, Jason, what a great first period we saw.
This is what you'd expect. Both wrestlers coming aggressive and both wrestlers going out. This is exactly what you'd expect out of this. And it's exactly what both these wrestlers need. They needed this kind of competition.
Well, we're creeping up on February, folks, and February means the Wells Fargo Arena, the site of the 2013 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. Every minute of it, every match is going to be brought to you on 96.7.
We will be bringing you a few of these Tyler Faubert broadcasts at Wells Fargo Arena. Barring an injury, that he will be there.
Leshen has a down position to start the second period. His opponent, Faubert, trying a tilt. And
Brett trying to work his way on the backside. He's sticking his head out.
Can get his head out on a ill-advised tilt attempt by Faubert, he will get the two-point reversal. Faubert still in control with 28 seconds gone here.
Brett is starting to get that separation.
If he can get his arm out, he will have.
He's going to get it right here.
That reversal. It's just a matter of time, folks.
Stalemate. I don't know. That may be the stalemate that we didn't want to come into too quick.
That was a pretty fast stalemate, folks. It looked like Brett Leshen was going to be able to get his head out. He was on the down position, and if he could have got his head out, it would have been a two-point reversal. But official Ron Terpstra saw something. Must have been some hand control that he didn't expect. And there's a stand-up by Leshen, and Faubert lets him go. Faubert back in quickly on single leg. Nice counter by Leshen, and Leshen in on a single leg of his own, and we're back to the center of the mat. Leshen on top, 4-3 with that escape, folks. Don't go anywhere, folks. Put your ears on your radio. Hug those radios. Brett Leshen is trying to take down top-ranked Tyler Faubert from Tri-County.
This is the matchup the coach you've been wanting for either wrestler. And they're getting a dandy right here. 4-3, 1 minute to go, second period. Leshen, Faubert circling at the center of the mat. Both wrestlers have been aggressive and assertive. They've countered each other's shots.
There's a couple quality wrestlers here at the Tri-County Thornburg Gymnasium here.
Oh, there's a single leg in
there
by Leshen.
Nice job by Leshen.
Drops it down,
and he's getting back. Could quite get the back points. The score now, 6-3. A great single leg dump by Brett Leshen. Looked like he was going to be able to turn it into back points. And now we have got a... I don't know what the official Ron Terps is calling, but something about a nose.
Yeah, he's got some blood.
Blood.
Yeah, Brett must have hit the foot of Faubert. But I'll tell you what, Joe, the action here and for both wrestlers, it's been intense. What you'd expect?
I tell you what, folks, this is the hometown star that Brett Leshen is taking down right now. He's ahead 6-3. We still have a period and a half left to wrestle. There's 29 seconds left. Uncle Nick Pickrell is admonishing Brett what he wants him to do, and Brett is going to cover his opponent, top-ranked Tyler Faubert from Tri-County. Faubert had a discussion with his coaches while Brett was getting his blood taken care of. Now Coach Dave Wanger, wanted to know what the stoppage was for. Ron Terpstra, the official from New Sharon, lets him know what that is. He gets Faubert set. Leshen covers. 29 seconds left.
Quick sit out. Now he's right to the throw. Faubert right back out on the action. Leshen on single leg once again after the escape by Faubert. And Brett gets the takedown. And again, nearly got that tilt.
And Jason Summers. Great match here for Tyler Fobert to learn from because he was out of control there. He had an out-of-control stand-up that equated in an escape, and then he took an out-of-control shot, and an in-control Brett Leshen took him down. Now Brett Leshen leads this one 8-4.
Well, that's exactly what you can sometimes get. You get a little bit of this is the matchup both of them wanted. They want to make their statement here.
Yep.
And Fobert came out there a little too aggressive and settled in with that aggression.
Yep.
He probably wouldn't do that against most opponents.
Fobert is going to take the down position now, trailing by forward, and that's huge because an escape and a takedown isn't going to be enough for him to beat Brett Leshen. And he got out of control and really lost his composure. Now he's going to try a sit-out switch. Switch not there, taken away by Leshen. Leshen now hooks up a chicken wing, and Leshen with a chicken wing is driving the head. He's driving the head, takes a chance, walks the head, and he's working for back points against the top-ranked wrestler in Class 1A.
Oh.
Takes him out of bounds, and a little bit more real estate, Jason, and Brett Leshen would have had the top-ranked Class 1A wrestler on his back.
Fober's a no-quick kid, no doubt about that. You see that he fought that off, and that's that instinct to – you don't get to be the number one rated guy by getting by on pansy. This kid's a tough kid.
He's not used to being behind by four points with 20 seconds gone in the third period. Nice job by Brett Leshen off the whistle, getting back, taking away the stand-up by Fobert. And Fobert broken down with 1:32 to go. Brett Leshen bars the arm on the right side, puts the chicken wing in on the left, and similar to the last time, now Leshen gives up that chicken wing. Heavy on the hips, looks like he's going to cut him as they go out of bounds. Nope. He does give him the 1 point.
I didn't see the separation there.
So Fobert is still in the down position with 1:16 left to go here. Third period. It is 160 pounds. Albia's Brett Leshen up against top rank Tyler Fobert from Tri-County, and we've got more blood.
Yep, they're going to get work on that. Nick comes over. Looks like Brett got cut underneath the right eye. Oh, I love the action here. I love the intensity. Both wrestlers, they want to make their statement. And you're going to, it's like football. When you get into playoffs, you get into to the postseason, the competition level creeps up, and you got to learn to play at that level.
Well, everybody wants a good match.
Yep.
Everybody wants a good match. You want great competition. Right now, Brett Leshen is giving some great competition to Tyler Fobert from Tri-County, and give Fobert credit.
Yep.
He's not buckling under the pressure. But I really like Brett Leshen's chances right now. He's got a 4-point lead with 76 seconds left, folks. And you're listening to this live high school wrestling action on 96.7 KIIC, your home for the 2013 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. And Leshen cuts Fobert. Surprised about that.
Yeah, Fobert was so quick out of that, and he was a little surprised that he was that free. Now here's a shuck move, and off the edge of the mat. 8-5, Leshen out in front, 105 to go. They circle around the middle of the mat. Fobert, Leshen tie up.
Brett Leshen knows what the score is, folks at home. Folks at home, Brett Leshen knows that he is ahead by 3 points with 55 seconds to go. He knows that his opponent, Tyler Fobert, needs to make something happen, and he has already seen him get a little bit wild. So with 45 seconds now to go, Leshen, as they go out of bounds, in control of this match, 5-8, 40 seconds to go. Nice job, a smart job by Brett Leshen. Give this savvy high school quarterback wrestler all the credit. Now we got to take care of some more blood, and the blood is pouring out of the right eye of Brett Leshen.
That's an easy place to get the cut. It's an easy place to get down deep enough where you're going to need some. I don't know if that's the case, but it's a bleeder. You get hit in the forehead or right around the eye.
They're putting the salve in it. They're putting the salve in it. Uncle Nick is taking care of the eye, Brett. And Uncle Nick got a little bit into the liquid portion of the eyeball, not the liquid portion that was bleeding, though. So Brett's taking care of
I love the intensity of Nick over there. You know, he he wants so bad for all the wrestlers, but I can imagine what it's like to be over there on the corner and have your nephew out there on the mat.
Oh, the Lashins are great wrestling family.
Nick is one of the absolute best, and I mean that not just as a coach or a wrestler, but in terms of just as a person.
Oh, and man, and Fobert really comes out after Brett Leshen right there with almost almost a punch. Yeah. Fobert, with 29 seconds left, folks, is desperate. He's coming out after Brett Leshen, and Brett knows he's coming. And there it is again. It's almost like a
banging head like a couple of bowls going at it.
Yeah, well, there's Fobert. He couldn't get it done on the opening, and now there's 20 seconds to go. Shot by Leshen. A great job by Leshen taking that shot. Yeah. There's no way he's going to be called for stalling. And with 14 seconds to go, a bull rush by Fobert. And Fobert, the top-ranked Class 1A wrestler, will go down to a defeat. He will be defeated by Albia's Brett Leshen. The ranked wrestler from Albia will win by a score of 5-8, extending Albia's lead to 15-0. And you can hear the Albia crowd go wild, and an applause, a very polite applause. The Tri-County folks know that they just saw a heck of a wrestling match.
That was an important matchup for both those wrestlers. They needed to have that kind of competition, and iron sharpens iron. Fobert, you got to see his aggressiveness, his toughness, and he did not quit. He was going right at it. You expected that. But I do like the way that the technique that Brett Leshen brought there and the smarts that he brought on the mat.
And, folks, the excitement and the energy that you just felt from this small gymnasium in Thornburg, Iowa, is what you're going to hear every second of the broadcast from the Wells Fargo Arena.
Get
when
a little goosebump
action,
buddy. We bring
you the 2013 High School Wrestling Championships. And we're going to move to 170 pounds.
And I get the 4 foot at 170, and this is going to bring out 182.
Yep.
Okay, we got the 4 foot at 170.
Looked that like makes the score 15-6, and TCM gets on the board. Tri-County Montezuma gets on the board with the 4 foot at 170.
Actually, I think we got the 4 foot at 170. I was a little surprised there. Christian Summers going to take on Jacob Weber. 182 here. They tie up just underway. The 182 weight class. Christian trying to get the underhook. Fought off by Weber. Both of them pummeling, trying to find positioning here. Christian going for a throw, setting it up, nothing doing. Weber wipes it off, and they'll reset the circle.
Weber
shot it by Weber, countered by Christian.
In.
Now if he can just get that throw.
Oh, there's a headlock attempt by Christian. If he can get his hips under him, he's got it. And he just can't quite get it, and they're out of bounds. And a nice job there by Christian Summers. A little bit more inertia, a little bit more momentum, a little bit more hip swinging, and Christian Summers would have had his Tri-County opponent on his back. Weber.
There's a double leg by Weber. Christian trying to avoid the takedown, but he's going to give it up here.
Long ways from over in this 182-pound match. Christian Summers taken down there by Jacob Weber. 2-0 the score, 110 remaining here. First period action, 182 pounds. That was a forfeit for the Blue Demons at 170. Gives the Blue Demons a 21-0 lead in this match, Jason.
Yeah, you know, this some impressive wins there, none bigger than the 160 win over the number one rated wrestler, Tyler Fobert, by Brett Leshen, but some really good matches. Hugh Sinclair and
we'll give all the credit to Caleb White to set this thing up. I mean, just a great job by Caleb White, you know, in a tight match, catches his opponent, gets him pinned. Hugh Sinclair, a tight match,
right
catches
to
his
seconds.
Opponent, gets him into a pinning combination. We're looking at a very much improved Blue Demon wrestling squad in the late season. Now Christian Summers finds his opponent with a headlock.
There it is.
Christian
fell out of it.
Quite get his legs cut loose.
It's a move they worked on, and I see him setting it up where he sets up the cradle. He's got to learn to finish that. I know Ryan Ams came in and worked with him on this, and they have a special name. I have no idea what they call it, but. Unfortunately, the setup was perfect for the cradle because the other kid got it in.
Well, Christian Summers goes down to defeat by pin, but it was a move that they've been working on. They've been setting it up, and he's going to surprise some people with that later on the season. He almost had it, folks. He just didn't quite get rolled through and kicked loose at the same time. And we're going to go to a 285-pound matchup here.
Looks like 195 was open and 220.
A couple of opens at 195, so 21-6, the team score, and we're going to see Tyler Thompson
I'm gonna get. I got Brett Leshen sitting. Brett Leshen standing next to me as we get to the heavyweights. Brett, that is the kind of matchup you need to have going into the final stretch of the season. And Fobert was aggressive, assertive, and that's what you've been looking for.
Yeah, I've been waiting to wrestle this kid for a long time. He's a great wrestler. He gave me the best I could do, and he wrestled very tough throughout the match, and that's the kind of match that I need going into the last part of the season.
What was the strategy going into this contest? What'd you think you had to do to get the win, and obviously it worked?
Earlier in the first couple matches that he was wrestling, I seen him stepping pretty hard with that left foot, and that's my favorite shot, hitting a sweep single to that left foot. And I also seen that he was really physical, so I knew he'd be come out banging, so I just kind of took advantage of that and hit my sweep single right off the bat, and that's pretty much what worked the whole match.
Brett, Joe Sinclair here. Call this pin for the Blue Demons here as the Albia senior super heavyweight, Zach Davis, takes it.
Zach Davis went out there, wrestled his kind of match, and got the fall. He's a great wrestler. He works hard.
You got a big gouge underneath your eye. It looks like an injury that's not deep, but it's broad. Did that happen tonight, or was that in wrestling practice earlier?
It happened last week at the tournament. Just kind of got headbutted a couple times, and I guess it reopened again tonight.
Well, you did a great job wrestling tonight, and I really love the intensity of your opponent. Is it Fobert or Fobert?
Fobert.
Fobert really came after you, and in that second period flurry of action, when he got the escape and went clear crazy on you, you kept your poise, kept your calm, and just used his momentum and inertia to get behind him on that takedown.
Yeah, I knew I was going to have to keep calm and just let him do his physical whatever he was going to do, and I just had to hit my shot and do what I had to do to win.
Well, you are going to move up in the rankings by beating a top-ranked wrestler in Class 1A. What do you think going forward, practice, conditioning, and training for your Blue Demon squad and yourself, what are you guys looking to do a little bit different here as you fine-tune going into postseason?
We got to keep pushing each other. We got to put forth the extra effort, and we got to keep working hard in the wrestling room. Make sure no one's taking any breaks, and make sure we're working as hard as we can.
Well, Brett, congratulations on a huge win. We appreciate you stopping here by the broadcast booth. And if you turn around, you can see that your little brother Shadow trying to put it on to his 120-pound opponent for Tri-County. What do you think of that?
Oh, that's his favorite move. He likes to do the ball and chain. And he's just a physical wrestler. He's strong, and he knows what he's doing out there.
Well, he's got his opponent turned over with the ball and chain tilt. Nice bridge there by his Tri-County opponent. That'd be, I think, Ben Edmondson.
Yeah, that is a pretty good bridge.
Are you surprised that Shadow hasn't pinned him yet? There's been 40 seconds gone already.
Oh, I don't know. I think he's just taking his time, getting the sweat in, so he could be a little bit underweight or closer to weight anyways.
Well, talking about weight, any issues there with the Blue Demon wrestling squad on weights? Everybody maintaining their body weight pretty well?
I think everybody's doing a good job. I think Davis is kind of the close one every time, but he always finds a way to get down to weight, and we just got to be careful with that. We don't want to be dying out there on the mat because of our weight. We got to keep it under control.
Hey, our sponsor for your match was Connie Sennett from Albia. Anything you want to shout out to Connie on your night with a big win?
Yeah, thank you, Connie. Thanks.
Yeah, she's a great lady that loves wrestling and lives there on the center side of Albia.
Brett, one last question I'm going to ask you. I'm going to ask you one last question here, Brett. I want to let you get back to your teammates and celebrate tonight's performances. Having Nick in the corner, you know, that's got to be really good. You guys got that real good connection. I know you understand each other and you communicate. That's got to be a real advantage for you.
Yeah, Nick's been there for our whole life, him and my Uncle Tommy. And Nick never lets us take a practice off. He's always pushing us, and he knows what it takes to be the best of the best. And he just makes pushes us that hard so we can be just like him.
Yeah, he's not going to allow you to take a moment off.
No, he's not.
Brett, congratulations, buddy. Love the intensity. It was a big win for you guys, and it really helped both of you wrestlers get better as you go into the home stretch.
Yep, thank you, guys.
All right, Brett Leshen, 160, the big win tonight, and the Blue Demons get another win with Shadow Leshen, and we're going to move
down. Shadow hit a nice job there with an underhook pin. It was about a 16th of a second from their feet to their back, and then a quick two count and a pin. And now we got Bryce Leshen taking the mat here for the Blue Demons. They lead this match 27-12.
You know, I like the leadership out of Brett Lesh, and you could, you know, you seen him come in as a freshman. You knew he had the athleticism and the talent to compete at every sport. But what's really transpired over the last 12 months, in my opinion, is the maturity of an athlete becoming a leader.
That's right. And quickly, Blake Lawless with a 5-point move. He hit a takedown, kind of a modified fireman's carry, put his opponent on his back. That opponent is the 132-pounder, Josh Edmondson. And Edmondson gets covered at the center of the mat. 120 to go, first period action, 5-0. Blake Lawless. And the Blue Demon is dominating, folks, just dominating tonight at Tri-County. You're listening to live high school wrestling action. Blake Lawless at 132 pounds, working a tilt against his opponent, Josh Edmondson. Albia up on top of this one, 27-12. Meet this, for all intents and purposes, Jake and Jason, practically over.
It is. You know, the score is going to end up strong in Albia's favor, but I got to tell you, particularly early on, and when we got to 138 and 145, Mitch Gibson and Colton Moshman, they put up some heck of a contest between Caleb White and Hugh Sinclair. Those were two pins that are going to go at six on Albia's side. But normal nights, normal wrestling, those two young men for TCM.
Could have been 3 points.
Absolutely.
Could have been 3 points for the Blue Demons. A nice tilt there by Blake Lawless. That tilt gets him 2 more points. So now he's ahead 7-0 as we count down through the final seconds at 132 pounds. And this is our final match of the night, folks. We really appreciate you listening on 96.7 KIIC and KIICradio.com live streaming. Your home for Albia and Southern Iowa high school sports action.
This is Bryce Leshen. You know, I'm far enough away that I didn't catch it until Bryce stood up and he looked so much like his dad, it's not funny.
No, we're sure.
Yes.
Well, we still got one more match then.
Yeah, we've got one more. I was with you, Joe. I was selling it all the way. It won't be long, though. Bryce Leshen gets the turnover, and there's a pin right at the edge of the mat, and Bryce Leshen continues to dominate at 126. You know,
don't go anywhere. We've got another one left, 33-12, the team score. Bryce Leshen, slick move there, underhook pin.
The competition that has to go on in the basement of the Leshen household between Shadow, Bryce, and Brett, there's no doubt why they're so talented. And you throw Nick in there, and wow. And that will be the final contested match of the night. You were right to begin with. See?
Got off count just a little bit.
Well, we got to enjoy the moment of the ambience of the night. And the 160 matchup, that was the showcase of the night, one we looked forward to, and it did not disappoint. I really think it kind of helps really shape where Brett Leshen is going to be ranked. And as we go forward, those are really going to matter when the seeding comes out at Wells Fargo Arena.
It was really good to see some competition here tonight in Thornburg, folks. Brett Leshen did not disappoint. The billing that we were expecting from the top billing that match did not disappoint. 100% by all the wrestlers tonight. And we have got one heck of a fun time coming up when we get into postseason.
I cannot wait. But Albia cleans the slate tonight. They get 3 straight wins at this double duel. And the Blue Demons will go home with a win over Cardinal 54-18, Sigourney Kyoto 44-14. And the one you just heard here at 33-12, Albia with the win. Joe, nice to have you along, buddy. Nice seeing you. A long trip back to Albia, but we'll have a safe trip back home, and we'll be back on the air next week.
Don't go anywhere, folks. We are going to keep on bringing you high school wrestling action, all the Albia sports, and thanks very much for listening tonight on 96.7 KIIC.
I thank our board man, Scotty Fry, back in the board, working on that amazing app that's going to be put together for you so we make the trip to the well an extra incredible one for all of you listeners. Tonight, it's the Blue Demons coming up victorious at Tri-County. I want to thank the people here at Tri-County High School who made sure we had everything set up when we came in, and we appreciate their hospitality. For you listening back home, have a safe evening. Till next time, you've been listening to Blue Demon Wrestling.